additional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Calls 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. Woo, this is Liz Brown. Woo, my goodness gracious, my goodness gracious. It's been a year. Congratulations, it's anniversary. No, it's been 3 years. Anniversary time. I try not to miss anniversaries, y'all. It is anniversary time, and just in case you were wondering, despite the fact that it was one of the bloodiest weeks in Iraq, not the bloodiest, but one of the bloodiest weeks in Iraq, it was 3 years ago that we were told, and we just need to stop thinking about it, need to stop talking about it. 3 years ago today. Mission accomplished. That's right, mission accomplished 3 years ago today. Poor Bush. Poor Bush. Whoo. Now remember, I remember this. I was offended. No, I was made uncomfortable by it and disturbed by it and troubled by it. It was awkward for me. But some people thought it was funny. Laura Bush talking about hooting and hollering about George Bush milking a horse. Remember that? Remember that? That was they called it joking, right? She talked about the fact that she doesn't get to see her husband in a husband and wife way. Apparently, that's funny to Republicans. You know, I get, you know, people hooted and hollered. So I don't get it. Why, if they expected America to laugh at their sexual reference jokes, I don't know why they didn't laugh at Steve Colbert's jokes when he was hosting the White House correspondent dinner. I don't understand why they didn't laugh at Stephen Colbert's jokes. I just got to share them with you. Colbert was pretending like he was in his role as a reporter on the Colbert Report. And he said that he urged George Bush, and I think this is sound advice, ignore your low approval ratings, saying they're simply based on reality, and everybody knows that reality is a well-known liberal bias. He said, and Colbert attacked those in the press who claimed that the shakeup at the White House was merely rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Colbert said, this administration is soaring, not sinking. If anything, they're rearranging the deck chairs on the Hindenburg, and there is a difference. Colbert went on to talk about the war. He said, I believe that the government that governs best is a government that governs least, and by these standards, we have set up a fabulous government in Iraq. And then Colbert was looking around the audience, and he saw that Ambassador Joseph Wilson was at the event. And he said, and the ambassador was about three tables away from Karl Rove, and that Joseph Wilson had brought Valerie Plame. He said, whoops, worried that he had named her. He corrected himself, as Bush aides might do. He said, he brought Joseph Wilson's wife. He said, whew, probably dodged a bullet there, since the prosecutor Fitzgerald wasn't there. He said that Bush sticks to his principles. When the president believes something on Monday, he still believes it on Wednesday, no matter what happened on Tuesday. He also began, Steve Colbert was lampooning the press. He complained that he was surrounded by the liberal media who are destroying this country, except for Fox News. He said that Fox, this is my favorite line, Colbert said that Fox News believes in presenting both sides of the story, the president's side and the vice president's side. He also talked about the alleged good old days. He said when the media was still swallowing the WMD story. He said, he told the reporters, you know, let's review the rules. And here's how it works. The president makes the decisions. He's a decider. The press secretary announces those decisions, and you people of the press type those decisions down. You make, announce, and type. You put them through spell check, and then you go home. Get to know your family again. Write that novel you got kicking around in your head. He also talked about, and I guess he's been listening to my show, Stephen Colbert has. He said the Secret Service name for Bush's new press secretary, Tony Snow, is Snow Job. Listen to my show. Didn't I say that? Whoo! And as Colbert walked from the podium after he finished giving his routine, the president and the first lady gave him quick nods, unsmiling, and some handshakes. Now see, y'all expected, the same two people expected us to laugh at George Bush trying to milk a horse, Laura Bush not having being able to have special husband-wife time with her husband. We're supposed to laugh at that, but this other stuff's not funny. Some people said that quite a few sitting near George W. Bush looked uncomfortable. They kind of thought that Stephen Colbert was speaking the word that Stephen Colbert coined, you know, that word, truthiness. Wolf Blitzer of CNN said he thought Colbert was funny and a little on the edge. Now remember, oh no, you may not know this. Let me just try to make the compare and contrast here. Colbert spoke after George W. Bush spoke. When Bush spoke, he addressed the crowd with a Bush impersonator alongside, with a faux Bush speaking precisely and the real Bush deliberately mispronouncing words such as inevitable. At close, Bush called the imposter a fine talent. In fact, he did all my debates with Senator Kerry. I guess that's supposed to be funny. That's supposed to be funny. Maybe that, you know, and in all fairness, maybe sometimes I guess I just don't get humor. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's you. Y'all don't know what's funny. How about this one? I bet they get it. This is a real knee slapper at the White House. George Bush has quietly claimed the authority to disobey more than 750 laws. Hee-haw, right, folks? Right, y'all? Hee-haw. George Bush, let me just say that again. George Bush has claimed the authority to disobey more than 750 laws enacted since he took office, saying that he has the power to set aside any statute passed by Congress when it conflicts with George Bush's interpretation of the Constitution. Just feel me for a second. Feel me for a second. The D student is saying that his interpretation of the Constitution trumps any law that's been written out there. The D student cheerleader. Among the laws that George Bush says he can ignore are military rules and regulations, affirmative actions provisions, requirements of that the Congress be told about immigration service problems, whistleblower procedures, safeguards against political interference in federally funded research. I can ignore all those. I guess maybe that's what he thinks is funny. Far more than any predecessor, Bush has been aggressive about declaring his right to ignore vast swaths of law, just tons of laws. Laws that he says infringe on what he believes the power the Constitution gives him. Philip Cooper, a Portland State University law professor who has studied the issue of executive powers, said that Bush and his legal team have spent the past 5 years quietly working to concentrate even more governmental power into the White House. For the first five years of his presidency, guess what? The media didn't ignore it. It's only been recently that he drew scrutiny by challenging the torture ban and a requirement that he give detailed reports to Congress about how he's using the Patriot Act. Now, one of the things that Bush would have you believe, oh, no, have you, this is how he wants you to view him. But the reality is that he's a very, very scary guy. Bush is the first president in modern history who has never vetoed a bill. He wants to go down. He wants to misinterpret history that he got along with great bipartisan support. No. What he does is he signed every bill that has reached his desk, inviting the legislator sponsors in signing ceremony, which he lavishes praise upon their work. And then after the media, after the lawmakers have left the White House, Bush quietly files, quote, signing statements, which are the official documents in which Bush lays out his legal interpretation of the bill. The documents, the statements are then recorded in the Federal Register. So in other words, I just want you to feel this. I want you to feel what the significance of this. In other words, what George Bush is saying, is playing, is this amazing, and with, he can look you straight in the face and do this. And I think that the people that can lie to you with a smile, the people that can lie to you with great flourish, the people that can lie to you in front of other people, the people who can lie to you just with jubilance. Bush brings people to the White House in order to create photo ops with the press to sign pieces of legislation telling people, you done good, Bob. You done good there, Jimmy. We got this law passed. We're working together. I've never vetoed a bill. And then when everybody leaves, he writes these little, statements, call it signing statements, and changes what he signed with everybody else into what he wants it to be. That, the person that can do that and look you in the face is a scary dude. Is a scary, scary, scary dude. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. When Congress passed the law creating the Department of Homeland Security, Congress said, oversight committees must be given information about the vulnerabilities at chemical plants and screenings of check bags at airports. It also said, this law said, that Congress must be shown unaltered reports about the problems with visa services prepared by new immigration ombudsman. After this was signed, after this law was signed, Bush put a signing statement on it saying, you know what? I don't have to, I can withhold information and I can alter any reports that I show you. On other occasions, Bush said he could nullify the laws creating whistleblower job protection for federal employees that would attempt to stop any attempt to fire them as punishment for telling a member of Congress about possible government wrongdoing. That's George Bush. That's the President of the United States, right? He said, I do not have to follow these laws. When Bush signed the energy bill, he issued a signing statement declaring that the executive branch could ignore the whistleblower protections. And what this did was, it did a couple of things. It sent a threatening message to federal energy specialists inclined to raise concerns with Congress. It also raised the possibility that Bush doesn't feel duty-bound to obey other whistleblower laws. It makes sense, though. It's not his fault. He has ADD and doesn't really know how to read. He probably does. He can't read the phrase rule of law. He governs from his gut. The gut of a former cheerleader, ADD, D student, substance abuser, former substance abuser. He is governing from his gut. Mind you. The same gut that rolled off the couch after choking on a pretzel is the gut that's governing you. He doesn't govern from his head, he governs from his gut. How you feel? How you feel out there? Mm. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Affirmative action. The Supreme Court has repeatedly upheld affirmative action programs as long as they do not include quotas. Most recently, in 2003, the court upheld a race-conscious university administration program over the strong objections of Bush. Yet despite the court's ruling, Bush has taken exception at least 9 times to that provision that seek to ensure that minorities are represented among recipients of government jobs, contracts, and grants. The Supreme Court said yes. The D students said no. Wonder why your gas prices are so high out there? How do you think the D student did in math? My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We've got much to talk about. We're taking a break. Get to me. Get with me. We have much, much, much to talk about. For the issues that matter most to you, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 5 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
Place your hand in your heart. Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. 5 heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action that would make your child's classroom safe today, wouldn't you do something? In a heartbeat. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by Earthshare of Missouri and the Ad Council.
Need cash today? Visit mouthcash.com without delay.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Home Depot. Westbound 255 at Jefferson Barracks Bridge. All roadways are now reopened after an earlier stalled tractor trailer in the right lane, but there are still some long delays, so just give yourself plenty of time. Westbound 40 at Hanley, all roadways are reopened after an earlier stalled vehicle blocking left lane. Eastbound 40 at Vandeventer, look for construction. Left lane's closed. Northbound 55 at 141 looks good all the way into 270. Northbound 270 from 44 to Marshall. That traffic's starting to build this hour. Westbound 40 at 5570 split, look for no problems to report. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Cleats Landing looks good. Northbound Route 3 at the 5570 split. Nothing to report there. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Home Depot. Learn how to transform your yard into a work of art at Home Depot's free do-it-yourself workshops on May 1st. See store for details or visit HomeDepotClinics.com. You can do it. We can help. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Looks pretty bleak all week so far. Chance of showers this morning and this afternoon with a high in the mid-70s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a low in the mid-50s. Then for Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high around 80. Tuesday evening, partly cloudy. More showers and thunderstorms expected, a low around 60. Then on Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms continue with a high in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have overcast skies and 56 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 56 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Don't forget, MelsCash.com.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660 and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
How do you become a hero at work? It's easy. Just drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard. Your friends at AM 920 will draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and deliver a basket of goodies on Monday to the winning workplace. Contest ends May 29, 2006. No purchase necessary. Employees of WGNU Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. The WGNU Workplace Hero from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
Hey, WGNU listeners, this is Keith Gray from Higher Ground. You can hear me from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. I look forward to talking to you folks.
Tired of talking to the wall, the TV, the puppy?
Here, Fido.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Give us a call. We'll listen.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, this is Phil Wilson.
And, of course, I'm George Cotton Sr.
Listen to The Real Deal with George and Phil every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. for controversial and thought-provoking radio.
That's right. In addition to national advice on law and health, you can also expect some of the most ridiculous comments heard anywhere on radio.
Yeah, and you say most of them.
Yeah, I've heard that a couple times or two.
The Real Deal with George and Phil. Tune us in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on WGNU.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call, Adrian.
Yes, I was just getting off from work. I don't know what your topic is today, but I just heard where Saudi Arabia dropped their gas prices 25%.
They're paying approximately 69 cents a gallon.
Well, they said 60 cents a gallon.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard
at the end of the year, it's gonna be dropped 30%.
That's correct.
So that sounds pretty good. I wish Bush on the couch get up and do something for us.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye. Have a God bless day.
You too. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake up call.
Well, good morning, Miss Brown. How are you this beautiful day?
I'm outstanding. How are you, Matt?
Just speaking on this gas thing. I'm listening to this about this gas. It's taking gas less than 2 months to go up over 15 cents a gallon. But it's going to take 3 years to get it off. Hey, you listen to these nuts talk.
To get it back down.
Yeah, I mean, who buying this story?
Well, nobody is buying this story. I watched the Meet the Press this weekend, and they had a circle full of old white guys, and the Dick Durbin was this only person on the table that said sitting at the table that said, "Am I the only person that sees what's happening here? Am I the only person that understands that we've given billions of dollars in tax breaks to these guys? They're making billions of dollars in profit. And am I the only guy that thinks that we should change that?" You know, I mean, it's just, it is. And then what's delightful is that the Republicans are saying, "Okay, America, we're going to solve your problem. We're going to give you $100. $100 to apply towards gas prices. Kiss my grits."
Because if you spend $15 now, you get 5 gallons of gas.
You get that much?
That's,
you get
well,
that much
that
gas?
Was last week. I don't know what
it is. It is insane. These people. And every single person around that table, with the exception of Dick Durbin, said Venezuela is at fault. Nigeria is at fault. Iran is at fault. No, these greedy sows and shows that are running these oil companies, it's their fault. And it's the fault of their friend who brought them into office, their friend who is in office, and the secret meetings that they had with their friends at the White House, the legislation that they have written, the tax breaks that they have been given, and now in exchange for all of those gifts that they've been given, they want to screw us. That's their response.
Do you realize that mobile gas have always ripped off American people? That was the most expensive gas back in the 70s. Mobile. It have always been expensive.
So what's your point with that?
I mean, I think mobile, people have been ripping us off all our life.
No, they're not like this. No, Mac, would please do not make the same argument that the way that they're ripping us off now is tantamount
well,
to how they...
Way.
They yeah, no, it's a different amount. It's a different amount.
Do you think if American people would take to the streets about this gas like the peoples of different races taking to the street today about living in America, don't you think the gas price would roll back?
Well, think about it. The gas prices have stopped going up. They're kind of like in a holding pattern right now.
Right now,
they're in a holding pattern right now because people are upset. If they took to the streets, it would be over.
It would be over.
Thank you, Mac.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call?
Yes. Liz.
Yes, Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What you have been stating recently, I must state once again, black oil flow across the sand. I wonder whether or not unforgiveness on and of 911 suggests a possible Bay of Pigs squealing reaction. Footnote. Now come the President of the United States of America. Before the American people, we the people hear and listen on democracy and war email messages. I see an American eagle snatch up the golf ball down a tree lined fairway. I got tiger against man's quest of his fur. I hear people talk on the subway while time goes on. I see an American eagle holding that white ball and drop it into the 18th hole against the wall, the rock.
All right, thanks, Clark. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Brown.
Good morning.
Yes, I was listening to him talking about the oil and the gas prices. But, you know, when you pass oil wells and you see that fire burning in it, that's gas that they burn off of. And I always wondered, why is it that they are burning the gas off when they could use it? On fossil fuel. But one of the things is, another thing I wanted to mention, Mrs. Brown, is that, you know, I was looking at the Mexicans, and they are all talking about that they're not worried about the gas. They're worried about how their people are being treated. And I looked at Condoleezza Rice, and she's gone all over the world, and people in Davenport, they're having genocide over there with the people. And you don't see too many black a politician or anybody else really raising sand. They talking about they got to get the United Nations, they got to get other countries to get involved in it. But Mr. Bush didn't need nobody to go with them into Iraq. They didn't need them to do anything. They turned different countries down, told them that we don't need you. But yet when it's black people, it's something about it that we don't even seem to be, you know, concerned about ourselves, our people.
I think that's an overbroad statement when you look at what happened with in South Africa. People like Randall Robinson, who brought that issue to the American front forefront. People like Randall Robinson, who almost died as a result of the fast that he engaged in. People like Danny Glover. Thousands and thousands of African students at colleges all over this country. Thousands and thousands of African people that protested for years against Ronald Reagan and against the racist apartheid issue of apartheid. And it was a result of what people of African descent and also what other people joined with them to do, but that we were the leaders on that issue, did. So to paint with a broad brush that an entire race of people is silent because you have not seen people on this issue of the Sudan is an unfair characterization of what people of African descent have done and have died in the process of doing.
Yeah,
and we've got to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
Register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Washington. The Pentagon has announced plans to stage a war game in July that'll have the United States fighting against Iran. The exercise will be plotted out at the National Defense University's National Strategic Gaming Center and will include members of Congress as well as the military and civilian agencies. This particular exercise was deliberately chosen to prepare for a possible military conflict with Iran over its nuclear capabilities. No actual combat will be taking place, but instead a day-long conference will be held to discuss how to handle various scenarios of such a war. And a Dateline New York. Don't be surprised if the price of oil spikes at over $100 a barrel sometime this year. That word comes from senior Wall Street analysts. The oil market is so fragile that some political development could easily panic traders. Such a cause could be an American military action against Iran. It would likely cause a loss of supply from that country and send the world market spiraling out of control. Another potential trouble spot is the continuing unrest in the Niger Delta region in Africa by local insurgents who want more of the oil proceeds directed to helping people in that area overcome poverty. The amount of oil coming out of the country of Iraq is currently less than it was before the war began. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Single female, in search of companionship, male or female, must be willing to give and receive unconditional love. Must be affectionate, playful, cuddly, willing to be by my side through good times and bad, not run away when they see what I look like in the morning. Must be willing to cheer me up after a rough day, likes to go for long walks or runs, one to sit by my side while I watch a movie that makes me cry. A companion that will be there when I get home and be excited to see me when I walk in the door. A companion that won't judge me or take me for granted. I know you're out there. I just wish dogs could read.
To find the companion of your dreams, go to www.strayrescue.org to find out about weekly adoption events, volunteer opportunities like foster parenting, dog walking, fundraising, and more. Stray Rescue of St. Louis is a non-for-profit organization operating two no-kill shelters in the St. Louis area. For more information, call 314-771-6121 or go to www.strayrescue.org.
The St. Louis Writers Guild presents a poetry workshop on Saturday from 10 to noon.
The Guild presents Harvard-educated poet and novelist Ruth Miriam Garnett at the Barnes & Noble on Watson Road in Crestwood. All are welcome. The $5 charge for non-members may be fully credited toward dues within 30 days. For more information, call 314-821-3823. Poetic news to you from WGNU.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays at 12 noon for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. I learned at an early age that animals matter to me. Every week, we'll share your stories. We'll discuss issues that matter most to you and your companion animals, from breed-specific laws to puppy mills, and answer your questions about pet care as well. You'll also enjoy our special guests as they share their tales. It's an hour of fur, friends, and fun every week. Join me, Randy Grimm, for Animal Tales every Friday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. Woof.
Oh, my tooth fell out.
The coach says I can play shortstop.
I could be a deciduous tree.
You live for the first in your child's life. But how do you cope with the first that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Judy Moskov. Join me for A Gardener's Notebook every Monday at noon. We'll be talking with gardening experts and sharing information that you need to know. Get the latest dirt on everything from tomatoes to trees. That's A Gardener's Notebook every Monday at noon.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Number, baby. This is Liz Brown. 187. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up and get to me. And don't forget, folks, I am looking for interns, looking for interns, looking for interns. We've gotten a number of people interested. I want a number of more. So you can always call me at 367-2743. 367-2743. It's always an exciting summer when we have interns working with the Wake Up Call. You do all kinds of amazing things, and I'm looking forward to working with my interns one more time this summer. So if you have a grandson, if you have a daughter, if you have a brother or a sister that you think would be interested in working on the radio with me on the Wake Up Call, call me at 367-2743 or email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. I'm also trying to plan your life from this perspective. This Saturday from 4 p.m., the people's lawyer Chokwe Lumumba will speak on injustice in America, from the courtroom to Katrina at Muhammad Academy at 3526 Garrison at Natural Bridge. The special guest speaker will be Dr. Imari Obadeli. This is a timely event sponsored by the Provisional Government Republic of New Africa. It's $25, includes a dinner. Tickets are available at Ujamaa Bookstore and the same price at the door. For more information, call 839-0422, 839-0422, 839-0422. This Saturday, you need to hear this, from the courtroom, Injustice in America, from the courtroom to Katrina at Muhammad Academy, 3526 Garrison at Natural Bridge. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Car phone.
Liz Brown.
Fellow on the car phone.
You know, I'm beginning to wonder, you know, when is Americans going to start demanding answers from these people who call themselves being in charge of this country?
Mm.
You know, anytime Dick Cheney can go in the office with a secret meeting with the oil companies, and 4 years later, 5 years later, the price of gas has doubled.
Not only the price of gas has doubled, but we have the highest profits in the history of any corporation in the United States. Tens and tens of billions of dollars worth of profit.
And
hundreds of billions of dollars.
Look what the information for those oil companies to know that, look, we're going to go into Iraq.
Okay.
Just give us time. Because this is what we're going to do. I'm trying to figure out when are these American people going to start asking these people these questions. And now I notice they got United 93 coming out. Here, people, your country is putting out more disinformation.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
About what really happened on 911.
Also, the same time that this movie, this propaganda piece is coming out to whip you up into a frenzy, to remind you that you were attacked, we also, have you seen on NBC, I think it's NBC or one of the non-cable stations, bird flu? How are we going to respond to this? Have you seen
it's
all about whipping you into fear so that you can get control.
The machine is at work. I also see that they got a movie out there they're putting on, I think the History Channel, talking about how Muhammad Atta them took these airplanes and did what they,
And my brother sent me an email. My baby brother sent me an email. Check this out. Have you heard this about the Smithsonian? What the Smithsonian is doing?
No.
This is outrageous, talking about propaganda. The Smithsonian, normally you can go in there because we pay for the Smithsonian, right?
We
pay for all the records that they have, right? Movies or documentaries like Ken Burns' History of Baseball, the Unbearable Being of Blackness or whatever that was with a Jack Jones story.
Right.
He goes in there and that stuff is free. Now the Smithsonian has cut a deal with Showtime. And so anybody that makes any kind of documentary on with material out of the Smithsonian first has to pass it through Showtime, and Showtime has the first rights to that information. Do you hear me? And you can't get to that's our stuff. We paid for the Smithsonian. And they've also said that, you know what, we're not even going to show you the contract that we have with Showtime because that's private information.
Hey, this is the administration that anything goes, but I want to send this out to all the people. And I told you about this. Before you sit up here and get sucked in by this garbage that they're putting on the movies and putting on TVs, you better get on the Internet and look at this Loose Change, second edition. You got to see this
Loose
video.
Change. I read an article. In fact, it has reached the larger print waves. They're talking about Loose Change. They're talking about
it shows,
yes, it
shows the explosions in the World Trade Center.
Yes, it does. And you know what? We're going to have a show on Loose Change. We're absolutely going to do that. It's an incredible piece.
Get it out there.
Okay? It is incredible.
Because this garbage that they're putting on the movie is garbage.
And check it out.
George Bush, them a lying.
And check it out. Who's on Loose Change that was on the wake-up call?
Mr. Rodriguez.
That's right. That's right. That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. Saying the same thing. That's, he heard explosions down below.
There you go.
Before they exploded above him.
There you go. There you go.
Have a good one, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. An incredible morning awaits you. We're going to be talking to Illinois State Representative Eddie Washington. He co-sponsored a bill in the Illinois State Legislature to urge the House to bring impeachment charges against George W. Bush. That's going to be in the next hour. And then in the hour after that, the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have an economist with United for Fair Economy talking about, Congress is talking about, no, the Republicans are talking about giving you a lousy $100 for your gas. Super rich families have joined forces with the lobby to repeal the estate tax, which would cost the Treasury trillions of dollars over 10 years. They want to give us $100 and want to give them $200 billion. And then at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk about the loopholes. We could almost call them nooses left in the No Child Left Behind. We're going to be talking to Dr. Frederick Moore, the National Education Advocate, and we're going to be looking at an analysis done by the Associated Press of the loopholes in the No Child Left Behind Act. A full morning. Lock and load, folks. I'm Liz Brown. We'll be back.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is unique. If you take a measure around that 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below, that's the low knee.
Brother, how can you sit down? more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemy.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. It's been described as the civil rights movement for a new generation.
We will march in the street for full legalization, immediate legalization of all the persons that are currently in the United States undocumented.
Nativia Lopez with the Mexican American Political Association, one of the groups that's involved in today's Day Without Immigrants, boycotts and rallies across the nation. The goal, protect millions of undocumented workers. Marianne Davis with the group You Don't Speak for Me says it's a bunch of bunk.
It makes absolutely no sense, and it's totally unfair to millions of people who have played by the rules, often waiting years to get that privilege.
But many immigrants won't be going to work or to school today or shopping. Case in point, one big employer in Los Angeles.
This is a market that services everything from grocery stores to convenience stores to restaurants all across Los Angeles County. It does $1 million in business every day. There are some 1,800 employees here. On Monday, they'll all be gone. They'll also be paid.
ABC's Miguel Marquez in L.A. The high price of gas is driving some people to church and others to the blood bank. ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey explains.
Bring those oil prices down, God!
Despite public prayers to bring gas prices down, many Americans seem to believe not even God can do that.
We know, Father, the filling station is not the problem.
In an online Wall Street Journal poll, 65% expect the average pump price to be as much as $4 a gallon by the 4th of July.
Because the gas prices are over 3 now and liable to be 4 before Labor Day, I don't see us doing another beach trip.
In Nebraska, some people are so desperate for gas money, they are selling their blood. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Two Florida boys are under arrest. They're charged with setting a brush fire that's destroyed over 1,500 acres and at least two dozen homes. Authorities are searching for a third suspect. The jury in the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui resumes deliberations today. This is ABC News.
In the search for ways to improve health care, we'd like to add another solution. I-beams. That's right, I-beams. A member of the American Institute of Architects can use I-beams to create spaces that enhance healing by easing a patient's mind, sharpening a surgeon's skill, softening a nurse's touch. Not bad for a hunk of iron. Get an AIA architect involved early. You'll feel much better. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Today, another arthritis medicine has been recalled.
Glucosamine is under fire.
Some arthritis remedies may be ineffective, so says the FDA.
Finally, some good news for people with arthritis. Introducing Arthritis Advantage. Arthritis Advantage is a clinically proven treatment that works naturally with your immune system to stop arthritis pain before it starts. That's right, before it starts, and without side effects. Now you have an advantage against arthritis. New Arthritis Advantage. Look for it in the supplement section at your pharmacy.
Thousands converged on Washington's National Mall yesterday to bring attention to the situation in Sudan's Darfur region. Genocide's blamed for countless deaths there. Actor George Clooney, who just traveled to Africa, was among the speakers.
The U.S. policy, the U.N., and the world's policy on Sudan is failing. World leaders will tell you that the policy will keep us from intervening. Well, fortunately, this is not a dictatorship. You make the policy.
He called on President Bush to help end the bloodshed. Your kid's pediatrician wants your kid to move more.
The American Academy of Pediatrics wants parents and their children's doctors to insist upon more physical activity for children. That means no TV for kids under two and a maximum of 2 hours of screen time of any type for all the others. It's no secret, they say, that physically active children are healthier and slimmer than those who are not.
ABC's Luis Schiavone in Washington. I'm Daria Aldinger. ABC.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
This update of WGNU News is brought to you by Midas. Trust the Midas touch. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. In the news, St. Louis Rams general manager Charlie Army is back at work after a brief trip to the hospital over the weekend. Army was taken to Missouri Baptist Hospital Saturday after experiencing chest pains during the NFL draft. He stayed overnight Saturday for observation, but Rams officials say test results on Army were normal. In other news, St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay is optimistic in his assessment of the progress the city's made so far, but says more work needs to be done to combat crime and poverty. With that in mind, Slay's asking the Board of Aldermen to back him on a sales tax increase to fund several new initiatives. In his State of the City address Friday, Slay called for more resources for law enforcement, education, after-school programs, and economic development. In Jefferson County, the number of traffic crashes is down. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Department has released its 2005 traffic crash statistics, which show there were 35 fewer total traffic accidents than in 2004. Lieutenant Patrick Hawkins says the department will work to continue to keep those numbers down this year through stepped-up enforcement, but he says motorists can help keep the roads safe by slowing down and by not drinking and driving. As millions of immigrants nationwide prepare to take part in a boycott today, some St. Louis Catholics are praying for peace and justice in the immigration debate. Organizers of today's boycott are asking people to stay home from work and not buy any goods or services to demonstrate the economic impact of immigrants. Last night, area Catholics gathered for a prayer vigil as part of the Justice for Immigrants campaign, which backs reforms such as expanded opportunities to reunify families and a temporary worker program. And finally, with gas prices remaining high, more and more people are looking for alternatives to get around. Officials with Metro and RideFinders say they've seen an increase in usage since gas prices spiked. Joe Wright, a spokesperson for RideFinder, says the free carpool matching service has seen a 30 to 40% increase in inquiries in just last month. Diane Williams, a spokesperson for Metro, says in March, ridership increased by 2% on Metro Bus and 5% on Metrolink. And that's WGNU News, brought to you this hour by Midas. What's the most important safety feature of your car? Midas believes it's the person who does your brakes. Don't trust your brakes to just anyone. Trust America's leader in brakes. Trust the Midas Touch. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Westbound, eastbound 40 at Vandeventer is road construction going on. The left lane is closed. Eastbound 40 at Antire and 141, look for an accident reported. Northbound 270 at 44 and Marshall, look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 from Spady all the way to Lindbergh, there's congestion. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes at 79, look for traffic building going on there. Westbound 270 at 367 and West Florissant, look for slow traffic going on there. All your approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge as well as the King Bridge, you can expect some delays this morning. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, the world's first and largest specialized temporary financial staffing firm. Call or visit them today at accounttemps.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. For today, showers and thunderstorms throughout the day with a high in the mid-70s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms likely and partly cloudy. This afternoon, still a chance for showers and thunderstorms all the way through the midnight hour with a low in the mid-50s. Tuesday, mostly sunny during the day with a high around 70. However, Tuesday evening, we go back to showers and thunderstorms with a low around 60. Then on Wednesday, look for the same. Mostly cloudy, chance for showers and thunderstorms, high in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 57 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 57 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing,
data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the Wake Up Call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen? Our power. Please do not beg hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
If you take a 1999 engine and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, no progress. How can I listen?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equality.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. And I want to remind everybody before bookkeeping matters, I am looking for interns this summer. I'm looking for interns. If you are 18 years or older and you are looking for a way to learn about radio, learn about research, learn about how a show is put together, work hard, and have a very exciting and full summer. You need to become part of the Wake Up Call intern alumni. And you can do that by calling 367-2743. That's 367-2743. Or email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to, really, if you have a brother or a sister or a son or a daughter or a granddaughter or a grandson, and they're looking for something to do this summer, something meaningful, something impactful, become part of the wake-up call. Become my intern. And call at 367-2743 or email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. My goodness gracious, we have much, much, much to talk about. Huh. You think that it's not about the crime? It's about those who accuse, stand accused of the crime. I had hoped, and I was mistaken, that the justice system would do right with the biggest drug user in the United States. But Rush Limbaugh was arrested on Friday, not on Monday, so you'd have the whole week to talk about it. On the slowest news day of the week, hoping that the story would get lost in the weekend. He was arrested on prescription drug charges. He turned himself into authorities. Rush Limbaugh. He went to jail about 4 o'clock and got bonded out an hour later on $3,000 worth of bail. Ain't that some stuff? The warrant was fraud to conceal information to obtain a prescription. The authorities reached a settlement on a single count charge of doctor shipping filed by the state attorney, and it will be dismissed in 18 months. Ain't that some stuff? They're dismissing it in 18 months. Dismissing it in 18 months. Ain't that some stuff? Prosecutor seized his records after learning that he received 2,000 painkillers. They say that Limbaugh was engaged in doctor shopping or illegally deceived multiple doctors to receive overlapping prescriptions. He is a junkie of the highest order. And this isn't about prescription drugs. This is about illegal drugs. See how they want to clean up what Rush Limbaugh does? With its prescription, no, they're illegal drugs. It's just as illegal as the meth guy cooking up his own drugs in his house. It's just as illegal as somebody snorting a row of cocaine. It's just as illegal as a rock in somebody's pocket. Let me just ask you this. If somebody came and found out, if the cops came and found you with 2,000 pills of anything, 2,000 pills of anything that requires a doctor's prescription, how many crimes do you think that you would be charged with? 2,000 pills. Limbaugh has not been charged. He maintains that he's innocent. I'm addicted to the medication. I'm addicted, but I'm innocent. Huh. I'm addicted to the drug, but I'm innocent of doctor shopping. How could that be? Has anybody ever been addicted to a drug and has only received one pill? I'm just asking. If you are addicted to alcohol, does that mean you only have one beer? I mean, during the height of your addiction, are you only having one beer? No. Now, once you get treated, you're not supposed to be having any beer. No one is addicted to something that's only had it one time. How do you diagnose the addiction if you've only done it one time? Huh? I'm addicted, but I didn't commit a crime, huh? How did you get all of your drugs? Did you just have one prescription, Rush? Did you have two prescriptions? Ain't that some stuff? I'm addicted. But I'm not guilty of this. I'm not guilty of doctor shopping. I had 2,000 pills, but I'm not guilty. You a lie and the truth ain't in you. You a lie and the truth ain't in you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Something's getting ready to break. Something's getting ready to break. Y'all hear about this? 18 grannies. You hear about this? They came. I just got to give the headline. This is awfully cute. They came, they shuffled, they conquered. 18 grannies, you know, the ones that were arrested, handcuffed, loaded into police vans, jailed for hours and hours, were acquitted of charges that they blocked the entrance to the military recruitment center in Times Square when they tried to enlist. They tried to enlist. They went down to enlist, and they were arrested. After 6 days of a non-jury trial, the grandmothers and dozens of their supporters left the courtroom, finding out that, you know what? They are innocent. They are innocent. Some of the women from ages from 59 to 91, gray-haired, some carrying cane, one legally blind, and one with a walker. That's who our good government is rounding up and arresting. One woman, 91 years old. You imagine the monster that put her in a police van. All she wanted to do was enlist in the army. I heard the military's taking 90-year-olds now. At least the army is. 1-877-920-WGNU. Mike.
Yeah, Liz, how's it going?
Outstanding.
Quick comment about the Rush Limbaugh thing. Do you think it's any coincidence that Bush's brother is the governor of Florida?
I think there's no coincidence there at all. But, you know, it's just like, you know, everybody knows that, okay, if you want to cook meth, then you go to Jefferson County. Okay? If you want to do cocaine, then go to a celebrity party. You know what I mean? People that do a lot of drugs know where they can do them in peace. Rush Limbaugh's no fool.
Exactly. Have a good one.
Take care now. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. We are living in an amazing time. We're arresting 91-year-old women, and 50-something-year-old junkies are walking right out the courtroom. Walking right out of the courtroom. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. Bill.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You think it's any coincidence that Marvin Bush was in charge of security at the World Trade Center's on 9/11, and also that his contract ended on 9/11?
Well, do you think it's any coincidence that his brother ruined savings and loans industry? Of course
nope.
not.
I view the Bush family as a crime family. Mm-hmm. Did you know that of the Gulf War I veterans, 500,000 veterans, 300,000 of them are on total disability because of the depleted uranium that we're using in Afghanistan and Iraq.
How many of them?
300,000 are on disability today as of 2000. It's on the VA website.
I will certainly look at that.
300,000 of the 500,000 Gulf War I veterans are on disability. We've lost 11,000 of them. Now, why isn't this front page news? We've dropped 800 tons of depleted uranium in Iraq in 91. And a Japanese doctor said that's the equivalent of over 4,000 Hiroshima-sized bombs. Since 2003, we have dropped 1,500 tons of depleted uranium. So George Bush ought to get on TV and say he's got a way to get rid of our nuclear waste. We'll just put it in our munitions and rain it down on the Middle East. You have a good day, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call, DePot.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
Miss Brown, look at here. I'm in pain. Will you rush some painkillers over to me, please?
You want that in the $1,000 or the 1,000-pill order or the 2,000-pill order?
I don't need that much, Liz. Just give me just enough to get over this pain, dear. Have a good day, Miss Brown.
All right, 454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. 2,000 pills. It's going to be wiped off of his record. $3,000 to get out of jail. He did one of those Tom DeLay, I'm smiling because I'm insane photos. His mugshot. Smiling. Ugh. Creepy. Creepy. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
Rush Limbaugh getting away with what he's gotten with all the black young men and women on drugs are convicted because the drugs should be let out of prison today. There is no reason for us to be imprisoned like this. If this man can get away with this, we need to forget about the drug. This is just imprisonment is a form of enslavement against a race of people or an ethnic group. And we need to teach this in our schools. And in our churches, we need to stop and do some thinking. Now, this is ridiculous. It's nothing but a crime, and you have a wonderful day.
454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. These grannies that were arrested, they had to move them to the jury box so that they could be closer to the judge so they could hear what the judge was saying. And the judge said that there was credible evidence that the grandmothers had left room for people to enter the recruitment center, and therefore they had been wrongfully arrested. 18 women, ages 59 to 91. The women, after they were arrested and after they were acquitted, they sang a song when they got outside, and I wonder if, and this is something that I also want to talk about. I want to talk about this George Bush saying that we can't sing the national anthem in Spanish. Isn't that something? But when they got outside, they sang God, to the tune of God Bless America, they sang God Help America. Isn't that something? Now, are they not allowed to sing that either? And that's something. And it was brought to my attention. I did not know this. That the same government, the same man, the same institutions, the same, just intolerant folks that are telling you that you can't sing the national anthem in Spanish. I found out over the weekend that the Federalist Papers, y'all know what the Federalist Papers are? I'm going to give you that as your homework assignment for the break. The Federalist Papers were written in three different languages, not just English. Did you know that? Did you know that? Why? Because they wanted everybody to be able to read it. Does it make a difference if the United States anthem is sang in another song? I mean, in another language? Does it make a difference? And please help me with what difference would it make? Or what difference does it make? You're singing. It seems to me that you would want everybody in the world singing God Bless America in whatever language they sang it in, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? We've killed enough people, dropped enough bomblets, bringing democracy to people's countries, saying that we'd bomb, we'd drop them, and we ought to bomb. But don't you sing our national anthem in any other language but English? Insanity. Steve.
Yes, Liz. I just flipped over to a local black radio station here in St. Louis, hip hop, just to give myself a break and see what's going on down the aisle. And I came across an ROTC ad. I don't know if you heard it, targeted for young African American males and females. They had two female voices, youngish. And one had an ROTC uniform on. Another girl was saying, "Why do you have this?" And so she went on to explain.
You're looking. You're talking about television commercials.
No. Radio, 95.5 this morning.
Well, okay. You said she had a uniform on.
She was describing a uniform.
Okay,
one girl
gotcha.
Was describing a uniform.
Okay.
Why do you have that uniform on? And the other girl was saying, "Well, I have it on because I'm an ROTC." And she said, "Oh, it looks tight." And so she was talking about the benefits of ROTC, and the ad concluded by saying, and the girl that has the ROTC uniform on concludes by saying, "The way I figure, college will educate me, but ROTC will strengthen me for life." So I thought I'd share that in the light of the statistics are going down for recruitment for enlisted personnel, and I saw on the New York Times website that junior officers are not deciding to continue, and the upper brass are getting concerned because the junior officers are opting out for civilian life, and so the ranks aren't going to be there, aren't going to be filled as the years go by. So it seems like they're grabbing for straws, especially because statistically African-American youth are not joining the military.
They're spending their money. They're spending ad money is what they're doing.
Right.
And but
I
what is happening?
As a former Air Force personnel, it was all great. I was in from 84 to 88 during the Reagan years, and I picked up a master's degree and all that. But I was in New Hampshire in graduate school, and I wasn't shooting a gun, so
there
I kind of changed my personal emphasis on how great the military is.
And it got a role, but thank you, Steve.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
We're
going to
take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
The No Child Left Behind law is so watered down now that it's not giving a true picture of what's going on in the schools. Exemptions have been made so as not to have to count the test results of about 2 million students of color. So if they're doing poorly, it doesn't show. It's created a false sense of progress. You'll be shocked when national education advocate Dr. Frederick Moore reveals the many ways schools are playing with the law on today's edition of Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown. Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
You knew her as the brave little girl stricken with cancer and inspired by an idea.
Alex is amazing and was started by a kid. The kid was Alex. She was my sister.
Before illness claimed her life, Alex's lemonade stand raised nearly $1 million for childhood cancer. Now her brothers have carried on with new goals in sight.
The reason it's important to reach their goal is because it was set by Alex right before she died.
Help Alex's dream live on. Visit alexslemonade.org and help beat childhood cancer, one cup at a time.
How do you become a hero at work? It's easy. Just drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard. Your friends at AM 920 will draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and deliver a basket of goodies on Monday to the winning workplace. Contest ends May 29th, 2006. No purchase necessary. Employees of WGNE Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. The WGNE Workplace Hero from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
Need cash today? Visit mouthcash.com without delay.
Good morning, St. Louis. 35 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Home Depot. Eastbound 70 between Route A and Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Look for the highway to have been closed due to an accident. Eastbound 270 at 170, disabled vehicle on the ramp. Eastbound 44 from Antire to Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 270 at 367 all the way into West Florissant, look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 between Laclede and Hanley, look for slow traffic there. And all the approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge, as well as the King Bridge approaches, you can expect some delays. Watson and McKenzie, there's slow traffic due to a crew's working with a vehicle rescue. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Home Depot. Learn how to transform your yard into a work of art at Home Depot's free do-it-yourself workshops on May 1st. See store for details or visit HomeDepotClinics.com. You can do it. We can help. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms likely this morning and throughout the afternoon with a high in the mid-70s this evening. Showers and thunderstorms continue with a low in the mid-50s. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high around 80, but then things change Tuesday night and Wednesday as showers and thunderstorms are expected through Wednesday with a high in the lower 70s. Currently, we have 57 degrees under overcast skies. Lambert Field is reporting 58 in overcast skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. Take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Don't forget, MelsCash.com.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, is your station for talk radio with a difference. Call now for your turn on the air. The numbers are 314-454-0400 or toll-free 1-877-920-WGNU. Individual results may vary. Some restrictions apply.
Art and Soul Cafe kicks off its Flower Festival weekend at Christ Church Cathedral with its Evolution in Nature event on Friday evening from 7 to 10. Admission is $12 to $15 per person. Art and Soul Cafe takes place on the first Friday of the month from September through June. For more information, call 314-231-3454. Art and Soul news to you from WGNU.
Hi, this is Judy Moskov. Join me for a Gardener's Notebook every Monday at noon. We'll be talking with gardening experts and sharing information that you need to know. Get the latest dirt on everything from tomatoes to trees. That's a Gardener's Notebook, every Monday at noon.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the wake-up call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September.
Need cash today? Visit MalsCash.com without delay.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call. Wake Up Call. Liz Brown. Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I'm living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Morning, Ike.
Yeah, I'm hearing about, first thing about the veterans last Friday. I heard on the radio that you can believe it, May the 19th, these clowns up in Washington, D.C. are going to start talking about going to go back and start messing with the DAV pensions or with compensation. I said, they must be crazy. They ain't paid us Vietnam vets, and they got all these young people coming back from not just the Iraq War, but Gulf and Desert Storm, ain't got a dime yet, and totally deranged and messed up and amputees. And it's horrible to see him on TV like that. What is this wrong with this president? They're mad or something, and Veteran Affairs ain't saying nothing. You never hear nothing about Veteran Affairs. And but another thing you brought up too last week, I like, you're gonna have to start, I think, get back on TV and bring this child support thing, because I talked to a lot of young men over on the north side, and they're very angry, and a lot of them to me is something kind of deranged, and even older guys, they're tired of the people just taking what little money they're making. And some of these young people can reconcile their differences. But they got them all locked up and pleading these cases and send them to prison for nothing and send these mothers to jail for a little old writing a bad check for a formula. This just ain't working for our black people, Liz.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. I think that what Ike, the last caller, was talking about is not what he was talking about, but what is at the root of these types of decisions where young men are being sent into jail for not paying child support, being charged for that, then being charged for being in jail, and then being let out of jail and said, go fix it. Women being sent to jail for long periods of time for writing bad checks. It's outrageous. And underneath all of that is this energy, this intolerant energy. There was a Spanish version of the national anthem. And the Spanish version of the national anthem, they were talking to people in Boston about the Spanish version of the national anthem. And it is just extraordinary intolerance, and I would even say a little bit insane. What do you mean that the national anthem can't be? What more, for those of you that talk about, that brag about the United States being a melting pot, for those of you that incorrectly state the history of this country as everybody's an immigrant, we're not all immigrants. My people were stolen from Nigeria. But okay, you're going to tell the lie, go ahead. How can a nation of immigrants
be offended and angry about a national anthem in Spanish. Mm. 4-5-4. You know what's even funnier is that it's really not even an exact translation of the original. And the name of the song is Our Anthem. It is designed to honor the millions of immigrants seeking a better life in the United States. And someone said, a member of Concerned Citizens and Friends of Illegal Immigration Law Enforcement, this is an anti-immigration group, said, what are they going to do next? What are they going to do next? Change the Pledge of Allegiance? I find that very offensive. George Bush has said that if you're in America, you need to speak English. Ain't that some stuff? The person that bungles and mangles the English language every time he opens his mouth is going to demand that other folks speak it. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Come enjoy Alan Acorn's comedy, Bedroom Farce, at the Theater Guild of Webster Groves, 517 Theater Lane, Webster, May 4th through the 7th and May 11th through the 13th. Shows are at 8 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Sundays. For more information, call 962-0876.
For the issues that matter most to you, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 till 5 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Need cash today? Visit mouthcash.com without delay.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Lilongwe. The vice president of the country of Malawi and three other people have been arrested in connection with a plot to kill the president of that country. Investigators say they have strong evidence that the vice president was in on the plan to have President Bingu wa Mutharika killed. A lawyer for Vice President Kassim Chilumpa says the country's constitution gives him immunity from prosecution and he needs to be released from custody, or at the very least be put under house arrest only. Earlier this year, the president tried to have the vice president removed from office because of disrespect, failure to carry out his constitutional duties, and violating his oath of office. The two men have been at each other's throats since early in 2005, when the president quit the political party he was elected in and then started his own independent party after he fell out with the previous president. And Dateline New York. The Wall Street Journal ran a story last week about the chief executive officer of United Health Group. It said that William McGuire now is getting $8 million a year in salary and bonuses, plus a private jet and some of the largest stock options ever heard of. The price of United Health Group stock has tripled in 3 years, while its net income rose to well over $3 billion. And the company, along with other insurers, has been raising premiums at double-digit rates. This in spite of the fact that more than 40 million Americans are without health insurance because they can't afford it. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Don't forget, MelsCash.com.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660 and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
¶¶
WGNU listeners. This is Keith Gray from Higher Ground. You can hear me from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. I look forward to talking to you folks.
I'm Lorraine Davis, home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo.
And I'm Jacques Land with the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis.
And we're the hosts of Let's Get Wealthy, investing in more ways than one. We'll discuss home ownership as a means to build wealth, create positive personal finances, stabilize our neighborhoods, and acquire the American dream.
Tune into our show, Let's Get Wealthy, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. to get some food for thought during your lunch hour. Sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis, Wells Fargo Housing Foundation, and produced by the Platinum Group.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Who's the hero where you work? The receptionist that can balance 12 things at once? The whiz kid that can change a toner cartridge without making a mess? The assistant that finds everything you misplace? Well, now it's your turn. All you have to do is drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard, and you could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. We'll draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and you'll be the hero of your workplace on Monday when we deliver a basket full of assorted goodies from Great Harvest Bread, Thomas Premium Blend Coffee, and WGNU Radio. Contest ends May 29, 2006. Employees of WGNE Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. So go ahead, be a hero. Visit the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store at 9449 Olive Boulevard. Leave a business card and that's it. You could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. Sponsored by the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the Wake Up Call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Baile para que, baile musebeti, baile para que, baile musebeti, macanisi conando, pensa quanta elena. Akanisi kwanamu, meza kwanta lenanda, baile panake.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget the show is archived at whiterosesociety.org. Also, you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. You can do that. And also, I do want to remind you that I'm looking for some interns. The Wake Up Call is looking for interns. I'm looking for interns for this summer. We will start at the end of May, go into September. If you are interested, 18 years or older, email me if you want the details at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's lizbrown.com. Or call me at 367-2743. 367-2743. And don't forget, this Saturday from 4 to 9 p.m., the People's Lawyers, Chokwe Lumumba will be speaking on injustice in America from the courtroom to Katrina at Muhammad Academy, 3526 Garrison. The special guest speaker will be Dr. Imare Obadeli. This timely event is sponsored by the Provisional Government's Republic of New Africa. It's $25 and includes dinner. Tickets can be purchased at Ujamaa Bookstore, and you will also have the same price at the door. For more information, call 839-0422, 839-0422, 839-0422. That's this Saturday from 4 to 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss this. I'm Liz Brown. Let me get to some of you all. Scott.
Yeah, that when that thing with the pill popper, Rush Limbaugh, when it first broke, I remember Rush Limbaugh saying, well, I really can't comment on that right now because I don't know what's going on yet. Maybe when I know what's going on, I'll make a comment. You know, I mean, so he didn't know whether he was putting pills in his mouth or not, I guess is what he was saying.
Well, in all fairness, Scott, you lose count after the first 100. So he didn't know. He didn't know. And when you get up into the thousands, who's counting? Who's counting? It's despicable. It's disgusting. It is absolutely deplorable that he is not going to go to jail, that it only cost him $3,000 to get out of jail or to bond himself out, and that in 18 months we're supposed to say that this never happened.
Yeah,
it's bunk.
Amazing, man.
It's bunk.
Republicans still follow this guy. They love this guy. They listen to him every day. And
well, maybe there are a lot more. But he got a lot more of those pills than we know about. And that's what they're taking to listen to him.
Okay.
All right, Scott. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the wake up call.
Yes. I know it's not ironic, but for flip flopping jars to choose, I think his name is Tony Snowjob, to be their press release spokesperson. I guess it's just a trend because they have at this Fox TV news person, they have people like, do you remember Mark Forman?
Of course.
Okay, he was the one of the detectives that tried to...
No, he's the detective that was convicted of perjury that was testified during O.J. Simpson's
That's
case.
Correct.
And he's also the racist that was caught on tape racist.
Right.
Caught on tape racist and a convicted a perjurer, yes.
Twice over, because he lied both times with the prosecution and the defense when they examined him on the stand. But he is... Now, get this. He is... a news analyst.
Of course he is, because that's consistent. Of course he is. Why wouldn't that? I think he has on his resume that he's committed perjury and that he's an admitted racist. So why wouldn't he be a news commentator on Fox? That's what else would you need on your resume besides those two things?
Just what they say, corruption, I think it's the culture of criminal corruption. All the way, trickling all the way down. But one other thing, did you hear Keyes? I think he's the grandson of, I think, Scott Keyes. I don't know if his first name is Scott, but anyway, he wrote the national anthem.
Whining about how his father, grandfather or great-grandfather would turn over in his grave. You know what? You don't know what your great-grandfather would do. Because the fact of the matter is, at that time, the Federalist Papers were written in three different languages. At that time, people spoke all kinds of languages in America other than in English. You know what? Your grandfather would think that you're a dang fool for saying what you're saying.
He didn't want them. He didn't want the anthem sung in Spanish, this new one, because they changed the words.
Mm-hmm. Get over it. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Listen, I was... Over the weekend, they've been bombarding us with things out of the Sudan. I know you visited there last year or so. In Dakar and that situation over there. What's your reaction to what's happening now?
It's hard to get a feed on. It's hard to get a clear line on what is happening right now, and I don't know.
Right.
Is the most that I can say. I do not know.
Yeah. I know it's weird, mm-hmm. knee deep in that stuff over there, and I was just, you know, trying to figure it out. And I said, well,
you know what, maybe
because you were there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? I think we need to do an update on that, and then I will get on that story. But thanks, you. Thank you, Chuck.
All right.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I'll be back at you after the news. Stay with me.
Nobody is going to give it to you.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that Congress is being made. If you take a knife and knife back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I'm hearing revolution. The anthem, the brother.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albing. Rallies and boycotts. A day without immigrants is beginning across the nation. Thousands taking the day off from school, work, and shopping to send a message to the government that they want immigration laws changed. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from Dallas.
All over this heavily Hispanic section of the city, signs are posted on businesses letting customers know they're closed for at least part of the day. But some immigrants, like this cab driver, say they had no choice.
Me, you know, I have to work. I have to work, get money for living, you know. That's what I believe, you know. I have to pay bills, too.
That man came here from Ethiopia about 8 years ago and says that given the high price of gasoline, he simply couldn't afford to park his taxi. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Some of the biggest events are expected to be in Los Angeles, a state with one of the nation's largest immigrant populations. And Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa has some advice for the participants. He says if you're going to wave a flag, make it American and...
Don't disrespect the traditions of this country. Respect our national anthem by singing its words in English. Period.
And he says, don't take your kids out of school. A double whammy for drivers in many states. Not only are gas prices still around $3 a gallon, there are fewer stations each day that actually have gas. This driver in Houston's had enough.
Honestly, I want to find a way to stick it to the Middle East countries that are just choking the oil supply.
Officials in Bee County, Texas are urging residents to boycott ExxonMobil until the price goes down to $1.30 a gallon. Chances are your kid is not doing enough of that, and his doctor is probably going to say something about it to you at his next checkup. The American Academy of Pediatrics says kids aren't getting nearly enough exercise, and it's resulting in more overweight and obese children every year. We hear today from the trustees of the government's two biggest benefit programs, Social Security and Medicare. Last year, they said that Social Security would run out of money in 2041, Medicare 2020. This is ABC News.
Dad, this is my boyfriend, Scott.
So, where are you from, Scott?
Seattle.
Any brothers, sisters?
One brother.
How's your driving record?
Good.
Ever been arrested?
Huh?
Serve in the military?
Sir?
Do you have any diseases?
Dad!
What if everything in life came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must first pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty, including 24-hour roadside assistance.
Any sports injuries?
No.
See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
I am Dr. Jen, and I'm taking your love life calls. And here's Kevin. Go ahead.
Jen, what's the easiest way to get to 79 Williams Ave?
Follow your heart?
For the easiest route to any address, you want to ask TomTom, not Jen.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen, and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
They are not going to land this plane. They are not going to take us back to the airport.
It may not be easy to watch, but a lot of people wanted to see the film. United 93 in its opening weekend. The movie is about the plane that crashed on 9/11 in Shankville, Pennsylvania. It came in second at the box office. Magician David Blaine is getting some new digs. For a week, he's going to be living underwater. ABC's David Blaustein has the story.
Yeah. Magician and daredevil David Blaine inspecting the sphere-shaped tank he'll be living in for the next week.
It looks amazing. It's better than I could have ever imagined.
The tank is 8 feet in diameter. It is made of 2-inch thick acrylic, holds 2,000 gallons of water, and rests on a 5,000-pound steel base.
I always wanted to bring wonder to the world.
And he has, as skeptics wonder if this stunt is real.
I invite everybody to come look at it with their own eyes.
Blaine calls this the most death-defying act he's ever done. David Blaustein, ABC News, New York.
I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
This WGNU News report is brought to you by Accountemps. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News. Metro's budget for the fiscal 2007 year will be more than $200 million. Diane Williams, a spokesperson for the region's public transportation system, says that has a lot to do with internal efficiencies as well as the fact that there's an increase in ridership. The new budget includes money for current and future rail projects as well as vehicle and equipment purchases. In Florissant, struggling families have a new place to turn for help and hope. Catholic Charities of St. Louis dedicated a new family services center Friday on the campus of St. Sabina Catholic Church. Among the center's goals are strengthening and stabilizing area families in crisis and reaching out to laid-off Ford workers in the area. Catholic Charities officials say families do not have to be Catholic to get help from the center. In other news, a national organization of medical students is getting involved in Cover the Uninsured Week. The American Medical Association's Medical Student Section will launch an informational email campaign to the students at the University of Missouri's Medical School this week. The campaign is aimed at educating medical students on who the 46 million uninsured Americans are and how they can be helped in getting the uninsured access to care. And finally, May is Mental Health Month. This national initiative is aimed at raising awareness about the signs of mental disorders and how to get treatment. Dr. Carolyn Rabinowitz, the president-elect of the American Psychiatric Association, says the rate of successful treatment for depression is 70 to 80% compared to the rate of a chronic illness such as heart disease, which is at 45 to 50%. More information about mental illness is available online at www.healthyminds.org. That's WGNU News for this hour, brought to you by Accountemps. Call today to get your free 2006 salary guide providing current salaries for the accounting and financial industry. To see what you're worth, visit Accountemps.com. I'm Peyton Colston reporting WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Eastbound 270 at 170, look for a disabled vehicle on the ramp. Northbound 270 at 40, look for an accident. Left lane is blocked. Eastbound 40 at Vandeventer, there's road construction. Left lane's closed. There are delays through the construction zone. Eastbound 44 from Merrimack River Bridge to 270, look for slow traffic in the right lane on those approaches to Highway 270. Northbound 55 from 141 to Lindbergh, no problems there. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road. Look for slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 70 from K to 79. And very heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 at 367 and West Florissant. Look for no problems there. McDonald Boulevard at 270. Disabled vehicle partially blocking the ramp. Northbound 270 from Clayton to Ladue is slow. Westbound 40 from K all the way into 70. Look for marking operations going on. And also westbound approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge as well as on the King Bridge traffic. Look for slight delays this hour. South Broadway at East Holden, there's a report of an accident. And Ladue at North Mason and 270, there's an injury accident. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through May, purchase four tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive three complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today with a high in the mid-70s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms likely with low in the mid-50s. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 80. Tuesday evening, partly cloudy, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, low around 60. Then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Once again, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high in the mid-70s. Currently, we have overcast skies and 59 degrees at AM 920 WGNU. Lambert Field is reporting the same, 59 and some overcast skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the Wake Up Call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. And I want to start this hour off with just a couple of observations. it feels as if this administration and those who brung them here, brung them to the party, is pridefully in taking the position that there is nothing that they can do about what's happening to you as you fill up your tanks. They are saying through their secretaries of energy, everybody is saying that there's nothing that we can do. It's not our fault. And it's not an issue of greed. We can't tax our way out of this. Well, I disagree. If you tax those profits, there will be some changes made. And even if it does not, if it doesn't lower the price of gas, it certainly puts more money in our coffers. There seems to be this understanding and attitude. I can almost see it on a T-shirt. The wealthy have suffered enough. We must leave them alone. Swing low, sweet chariot. For those that God bless the child that's got everything and whose mama wants him to keep it. We're going to be talking about that child and his mama this morning. We're going to talk about this multi-million dollar lobbying effort to repeal the federal estate tax. Who's behind it? What do they look like? How much money are they worth? And what actions are they engaging in to repeal the federal estate tax? We need to talk about this, and in order to facilitate that conversation, I have joining me from Boston, Massachusetts, senior organizer for state tax policy at United for a Fair Economy. Lee, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm excellent. And you?
I'm outstanding. I'm outstanding. So, God bless the child that's got everything and his mama who wants him to keep it.
Yeah, well, is that right? You know, those of us that get a paycheck for a living, we have to pay taxes. So why should somebody that inherits $10 million not have to pay any taxes?
Let's start at the beginning. What is the federal estate tax?
Well, it's if your parents, when they die, leave more than $4 million, then their estate will pay the estate tax. But that's a lot of money.
Wait a minute. And we're talking $4 million. I've been led to believe that this is the family farmer that, you know, whose family is just trying to pass on a little bit of a $100,000 legacy or something like that.
Yeah, no, they don't have to worry about it. Neither does the mom and pop store where you buy your milk or anything like that. This is really pretty serious money, $4 million. And we did a study and we figured out that that was basically about 0.25% of all the people that will die in the United States this year. So about 6,000 families will pay it out of 2 million that die or something like that. So this is not something that everybody's going to have to pay, but it does matter to everybody because it's another one of these things where they're trying to have the rich get off scot-free, but it's going to cost the rest of us $1 trillion over 10 years.
And there's a concerted effort to make this so, isn't there, Lee? I mean, there is a concerted, strategized, planned out actions going on to make that so.
That's right. We did a study with Public Citizen in Washington, and we found that there are 18 families. They are worth a total of $186 billion. And if the estate tax is repealed, they will save $72 billion.
Mm.
That's a pretty good return on investment. They've spent several, it's hard to pin down exactly how much it is, but they've spent multiple millions lobbying, trying to get rid of the estate tax, and they have deliberately stood in the background and propagated this myth about the family farm and the small business.
And when we break it all the way down to as far as we can break it, Lee, we're talking about, from what we know, about 185, or how many millions can we break it down into what they've spent on this?
Well, there is almost half a billion spent by them and the corporations they own and the trade associations that their corporations or businesses.
Well, why don't we know exactly how much money they've been spending, if they've been spending it on this political issue?
Because when the lobbying reporting laws are not very effective, as we know. So if they say, oh, well, I spent half a million in 2005, it'll say on the estate tax and this and that and the other thing. It doesn't break it out per issue how much they spent.
So how many families are we talking about that are behind all of this spending and lobbying?
Well, because of the secrecy of their donations, we know that we did not find all of the families that have been involved in this, but we did find 18 families that have been involved in making these donations and doing this lobbying. And they've also tried to influence elections, too. One of the things they do is run ads that hammer a candidate on the estate tax issue and propagate this confusion that we were talking about farms and businesses. And they claim, their organizations claim, that is why Senator Tom Daschle in South Dakota lost his office.
So what do we know about these 18 families that we've been able to figure out are in on this? Well, who are they?
Well, not surprisingly, you've got the Waltons that own 40% of Walmart. You've got the Gallo family that runs Gallo Wine. You've got the Dorrance family that has Campbell's Soup and a bunch of other food makers, food brands. And you've got Mars Inc., which makes M&Ms and Mars bars. And you've also got the largest privately held company in the United States, which most people have never heard of, Coke, K-O-C-H.
And how does this estate tax work on these family fortunes over $4 million and over? How does it work?
Well, you can give everything that you own to your spouse, and there's no tax paid to your surviving spouse. When both parents have died, there is this year a 46% tax on everything that you don't give to charity, which is also completely tax-free. So what it means is that the effective rate on average of the estate tax, the tax that people actually end up paying between the money that goes to the spouse and the money that goes to charity, is 19%. So we think that that's not going to be enough to put any farm or business out of business.
You mentioned at the top of this story something about how you and I have to pay our individual income our taxes because we'd get a paycheck. They don't have to pay that? Explain that.
Well, if they have a salary, yeah, they have taxes taken out like the rest of us. But if you own 40% of Walmart and 1 year Walmart's worth $1 billion, and then by the time, you know, your dad dies, it's worth $10 billion. These are just made up numbers. Then you haven't paid any taxes on the increase from $1 billion to $10 billion.
Mm.
And that's what most of these families' assets are, is appreciated assets like that have not been taxed. They go around completely complaining about double taxation, which happens to all of us all the time. This tax system is supposed to be like that, but they act like it's some big sin when, in fact, they haven't even been taxed the first time most of the time.
So this is just they decide to pay the piper when they die, as opposed to the rest of us having to pay the piper every year, every month when we pay taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the estate tax, part of the point of it is supposed to be a kind of settling up of people that have been, made a whole lot of money in their lives. And they want to get rid of that so they can just pass on, you know, all of the money in Mars candy or all of the money in Walmart that they have.
Now, what is, or how is what these 18 families that we've been able to, that you've been able to identify, are they doing anything different than other people? It's like, say me, I have a coffee shop and I hire a lobbyist for my coffee shop. Are they doing anything different than what I would do to try to get my issue out there?
Well, we're not saying they're doing anything illegal, but we do think they're doing a lot of deceptive things, because all the messages that they pay for in television ads and so forth are all just complete fabrications and deception.
Give us some examples of those.
Well, they have ads that say things like the death tax that can take everything when you die. Well, that makes it sound like everybody has to pay it. I used to know a guy who was the lead organizer in an affordable housing association, and when he died, his daughter was all worried that she was going to have to pay the estate tax. The guy had $700 to his name. That's how the propaganda gets into people's minds. And I wish we had a law against advertising that is just flat out lies, but we don't have it.
So because they're running these campaigns that are outside of what a candidate does, they have more a room to tell lies.
Yeah.
and to go unchallenged.
Yeah.
So do we have people on the other side of this issue? Do we have actually people whose estates that are worth more than $4 million when they die? Do we have them saying that, you know what, this estate tax is fair?
Well, actually we do. My organization, United for a Fair Economy, has a project called Responsible Wealth, and we've got people like Paul Newman and Bill Gates Sr., the father of the richest man in the world, working on our sites, and along with another couple of thousand of multimillionaires that would have to pay the estate tax, saying, yes, we need to keep the estate tax. In fact, Paul Newman said, for those of us lucky enough to be born in this country and to have flourished here, the estate tax is a reasonable and appropriate way to return something to the common good. I'm proud to be among those supporting preservation of this tax, which is one of the fairest taxes we have.
And again, this is a tax that only applies if it's a family, a husband and a wife. The husband dies, his stuff passes on to his wife, there's no estate tax. It's only after the wife dies. Is that correct?
That's right. And $4 million can go tax-free. We're talking about the very, very wealthiest people in our society, and it's a moral issue to me, because it just bothers me that there are people like there out there, like the Waltons and Gallows and Mars folks, saying that they don't have to pay back to their country for the privileges of living here. They wouldn't be so wealthy if they had tried to run their business in another country. It's because our country is, we have invested in our country, all of us. We've got good roads, we've got good courts, we've got all the things that you need to, prosper economically if you are running a successful business. And, you know, we don't have internal wars and strife and all that. So people can get ahead here in a way that they cannot in many countries of the world. And these folks are saying they don't need to pay back. They don't need to give a leg up to the next person coming behind them, which is what our taxes do.
And you mentioned that they also, this group of 18 families that we've been able to identify, not only do they lobby, they all, and not only do they put commercials out there, but they also try to influence campaigns. Can we tell by what they, who they're supporting, and is this a Republican or a Democratic thing? Are we able to ascertain who's more involved in this, Republicans or Democrats?
Well, 80% of all of their party-related or political-related donations went to Republicans and Republican organizations.
Now, is for how long has this campaign been going on? Has this just been for since Bush has been in office, but all along?
No, this started well before. It started, as far as we can see, that they started coming together around 1992, and by 1999, they got a repeal of the estate tax passed through both the House and the Senate in Congress, but President Clinton vetoed it. So then when President Bush came in, they came back and passed a one-year repeal of the estate tax, and that was passed in 2001, and that one-year repeal goes into effect in 2010. And they did not pass a so-called permanent repeal because it costs a lot of money to permanently repeal the estate tax, and they couldn't figure out a way to pass that and pay for all the other tax cuts for the wealthy that they were passing.
How much would it cost us if the estate tax was repealed?
We're talking $1 trillion over 10 years starting after this one-year repeal.
How much will this one-year repeal cost us?
Basically, the estate tax now is bringing in about $24 billion a year. That's what it brought in last year. So that would be roughly what we're going to lose in 2010.
And in terms of the solidness of this 2010 date, this law can be changed, correct?
Yes, it certainly could be. And Congress is going to have to come up to some kind of agreement, because the law that they have passed right now is really crazy, and it's been crazy ever since 2001. They keep changing the amount of money that you do not have to pay tax on. They change the rate of the tax rate that you pay, and it changes either every year or every other year. And so the wealthy people that do have to plan their estates, they're not happy just because they have to have like 5 or 6 estate plans.
Mm.
And that's, you know, that's costly. And if you just have, let's say, $5 million, then, you know, that's expensive if you're drawing up all those plans
all the time. And where can people find out more information about this, Lee?
They should check out our website, which is www.faireconomy.org.
And the entire over 100-page report is there, or 58-page report is there.
That's right.
Okay. Lee Ferris, Senior Organizer for State Tax Policy, United for a Fair Economy. Thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back after this news or this break. Stay with me.
To register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. The No Child Left Behind law is so watered down now that it's not giving a true picture of what's going on in the schools. Exemptions have been made so as not to have to count the test results of about 2 million students of color. So if they're doing poorly, it doesn't show. It's created a false sense of progress. You'll be shocked when national education advocate Dr. Frederick Moore reveals the many ways schools are playing with the law on today's edition of Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown. Connect Care, still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we take our commitments seriously.
Our connection to the community is not just providing superior specialty care. Our connection is not just providing world-class urgent care at our Smiley Urgent Care Center. Keeping our connection to the community is something we do every single day. From our free clothes closet for our patients, our breast cancer support group, our nationally recognized celebrity senior program, or the fact that we're home to the Ryan White HIV/AIDS program. Keeping connected to the community matters to Connect Care.
Put your keys between your knuckles. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. You lock the door behind you, maybe twice. Now you feel safe. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not eating right, if you're not active, or if you smoke, you're putting yourself at risk for disease. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Need cash today? Visit MelsCash.com without delay.
Good morning, St. Louis. 34 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Eastbound 40 at Van Vetter. Look for road construction. Left lane is closed and traffic is slowing near Kings Highway. Eastbound 44 from Merrimack River Bridge to 270. Look for slow traffic in the right lane on those approaches. Northbound 55 from 141 to Lindbergh, no problems there. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor all the way to Mason Road. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 from K to 79. Very heavy volume going on there in that traffic area as well. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way to West Florissant. Slow traffic there. Westbound 40 at Clayton Skinker. There's congestion there, as well as all the approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge and the King Bridge traffic. You can expect some delays at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Money's tight these days. Good thing you can get one of four tasty extra value meals, like a Big Mac sandwich, medium fries, and a medium drink, all for under $4 every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. High in the mid-70s this evening. Showers and thunderstorms will continue with a low in the mid-50s. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high around 80. Tuesday evening, however, partly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms low around 60. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Good chance for showers all day long with a high in the lower 70s. Currently, we have 59 degrees under overcast skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Don't forget, MELS. C-A-S-H.com.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 5 on AM 920 WGNU. Discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, family member, or yourself, it really matters to me. Call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 5 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
The St. Louis County Department of Parks is sponsoring a program for brownies to earn their water drop badge on Saturday at the James O'Mara Shelter at Spanish Lake Park. The program is from 9:30 to 11 a.m. and the fee is $5 per scout. Adult and scout leaders are free and advance registration is required. For more information, call 636-391-3474. Something for brownies from Radio Free St. Louis.
The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the Wake Up Call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Calls 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Keep on pushing. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Don't forget, you can always check me out at whiterosesociety.org. That's whiterosesociety.org. Any show that you've missed, it's archived right there at whiterosesociety.org. Also, check out lizbrown.com for details, additional information, upcoming shows. That's lizbrown.com. Any shows that you've missed, you might want to check out lizbrown.com to find out what shows that you missed. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. XX Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. You know, on the topic of stealth tactics, I, for one, and many others, of course, would like to see that tax go away or be, you know, lowered to the point where it is. And when you talked about, you know, African-American businesses, especially they are in the beginning, they are already undercapitalized and underfunded. And I've seen it in our community where, unsuspectingly, when their wealth is passed on, if people, in order to keep the business running, they have to go out and to pay those taxes, they have to go out and take out a loan in order to do so. And in order to keep the business running and keep it modernized, and you know, we know how mom and daddy like to keep things like they have always been, and they tend not to buy into the new technology and so forth. So when they pass the business on to their children, in order to keep their business thriving forward, they have to invest in the new technology.
So we're
the money just isn't there.
But we're talking about businesses that are over $4 million, Peter.
Well, $4 million is not a lot of money.
It is not a lot of money, but what does it cost the entire country to allow businesses that... Are you saying that you would like to see it raised to like $10 million? Is that what you're saying? Or you're saying do away with the whole thing? Because if you're talking about doing away with the whole thing, that's billions of dollars of taxes that have never been paid that don't have to be paid. And I disagree with that.
Well, no, it is. Those taxes are paid. And I can attest to that. When you pay your taxes and... That's paid, but this comes in when you try to pass on that wealth that's sitting there to other family members. Then they want to tax it again.
And again,
I think it's totally ridiculous.
I don't think it's ridiculous at all. I don't think that a family who has a wealth of $10 million or $20 million when the father had the wealth, okay, the wealth lasted through the father. The father passes on to the mother had the wealth, and the mother dies. They should have to pay the taxes that they haven't had to pay.
If every week you pay your every week you get paid and you save.
We ain't talking about Liz. We're not talking about
Liz.
Don't make it sound like it's Judy.
Well, they make it sound like when they talk about the Waltons and the Bill Gates, there's only a few of them. I mean, it goes both ways.
No, it is people whose estates are worth more $4 million or
but
more.
But that's not true because it starts in at $750,000, 39%. You have another monster out there. It's called capital gain, which is totally ridiculous.
Well, then talk about capital gains in differently than estate tax.
But both of them plays a part. I mean, you're taxed on one, then as soon as you tax on one today, you die tomorrow, then you tax on the other.
No, you
they
pass
wipe
it
you
on
out on everything.
Well, you pass it on to your wife, and then it goes that way.
Yeah, well, that's honestly that tax is very destructive, especially in the African American community, who has had to fight all other things to get to the point where they can pass wealth on to their the next generation.
And I'd have to see the cases, Peter. You'd have to show me the cases, how destructive it lands on the community of African descent.
Okay. Well,
you'd have to show me that.
Okay. Good program. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me, because if we're talking about billions of dollars that is not being paid into our coffers, and all of the people that need the resources that our tax monies bring to us, the roads, the health care, the student loans. Now you gotta balance all of that. You gotta balance all of that off. 454-0400 is the phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. I'm Liz Brown. I'm taking a break. I'll be back at you after this. Stay with me.
Thinking about moving? Think Allstate. If you're looking for some cheap fly-by night, this is not the place to call. If you're looking for first-class service in local and long-distance moving, Allstate is the only choice. Celebrating 77 years of service to St. Louis and the nation. Allstate's Transworld Van Lines, 314-389-6200.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger, join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 5 on AM 920 WGNU. That's right. 2 to 5 every weekday. I look forward to hearing from you. If you have any problems with a personal work or family relationship, give me a call at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU. For the personal issues that matter most, call me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 5 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Need cash today? Visit mousecash.com without delay.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Washington. The Pentagon is refusing to give up on the troubled aircraft called the Osprey. This tilt-rotor aircraft was originally designed for the Marine Corps to insert troops into combat situations. But the safety issues with it have been impossible to overcome, and the military has wasted over $18 billion over about a 20-year span, and it's still only in the experimental stage. The latest crash took place in March of this year at a Marine base in North Carolina. Reports indicate the plane was warming up on the tarmac when it suddenly jumped into the air for no reason and then came down in a crash on its right wing. No one was injured this time, but there have been six accidents that have killed over two dozen Marines and civilian employees. A new emergency funding bill is now in Congress, and it's set to give the Osprey yet another $230 million for continued development. Analysts say the Marines could get a similar aircraft made by Sikorsky for one-fourth of the cost, but the Marine Corps will just not let it go. Part of the problem is it's turned into a pork barrel project because, while it's built in only two states, parts for it are made in 43 others, meaning everybody's getting a share of the pie. The GAO has issued a report saying if it has engine failure at low altitudes, it is not structurally sound enough to allow for anyone on board to survive a crash. And if this isn't enough, there is not even a weapons system on board to shoot back at enemy fire. But the Marine Corps says it's going to start using the Osprey aircraft in Iraq next year, regardless. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Don't forget, MELSCASH.com.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone.
Someone older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Beginners can learn about canoeing at the Powder Valley Conservation Nature Center in Kirkwood on Sunday from 1 to 3. This classroom demonstration for ages 16 and up will show canoeing techniques, river navigation, and courtesy. To find out more or to register, call 314-301-1500. Something for you from WGNU. Who's the hero where you work? The receptionist that can balance 12 things at once? The whiz kid that can change a toner cartridge without making a mess? The assistant that finds everything you misplace? Well, now it's your turn. All you have to do is drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard, and you could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. We'll draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th. And you'll be the hero of your workplace on Monday when we deliver a basket full of assorted goodies from Great Harvest Bread, Thomas Premium Blend Coffee, and WGNE Radio. Contest ends May 29, 2006. Employees of WGNE Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. So go ahead, be a hero. Visit the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store at 9449 Olive Boulevard. Leave a business card and that's it. You could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. Sponsored by the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
The No Child Left Behind law is so watered down now that it's not giving a true picture of what's going on in the schools. Exemptions have been made so as not to have to count the test results of about 2 million students of color. So if they're doing poorly, it doesn't show. It's created a false sense of progress. You'll be shocked when national education advocate Dr. Frederick Moore reveals the many ways schools are playing with the law on today's edition of Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding, Barry. How are you?
Well, I can't complain, but actually, I thought it was pretty much a doggone shame, excuse me, when the 90-year-old women were trying to enlist in the military and then they locked them up.
They arrested them. They charged women ages from 59 to 91. Some of the women were deaf. Some of the women were on walkers. All they were trying to do is say, take me instead of taking these young people. And they were arrested.
By the way, I was watching ABC News last week, and you're such the trail setter. You broke the story over a year ago with what's happening with our service people when they're injured. And they're receiving what would be comparable to injury pay. What happened was there's an overpayment to some of these service people, And instead of just, you know, saying, well, would you please give back the overpayment if you would? Instead, what the military is doing now is turning them over to collection agents.
That's right. That's right.
So you're such the trail setter.
You know, we do what we can, Barry. You know, I mean, there's a million stories out there, aren't there?
Yes, there
and,
are.
And most of them are not reaching the mainstream media.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're doing a doggone good job.
All right, Barry.
Thank you for your time, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 10s of thousands of anti-war protesters marched on Saturday in Manhattan to demand an immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. We had 70, count them, 70 United States fighter that was killed in Iraq in last month alone. 70. 70 Americans are dead. Just in last month alone. Last month alone. So let me ask you, how much attention was paid to the tens of thousands of anti-war folks that marched? Cindy Sheehan, whose 24-year-old baby died in Iraq. One group marched under the banner Veterans for Peace. We've had them on the show. The demonstrators stretched for 10 city blocks as they marched down Broadway. 300,000 people is the number that they're saying. And the people were there because the war is illegal, immoral, and unethical. The death toll in Iraq this month has been the highest for a single month in 2006. And George Bush is standing in front of all of us and saying, well, it's going to get worse. You know, prepare yourself for it to get worse. What? Get worse? Get worse? If America, you know what? Here's things are just so messed up. Here's what I would do. For the healthcare issue, just tell me if this would work in your mind. Because I thought about it over the weekend. I talked about it with some friends. Help me with this. Most people can't get the health care that they want. They really can't. Or they can't afford to pay for the health care that they need. Would you, as an American, be willing to pay $100 to $1,000 every year at tax time to have all of the health care that you need? Not have to pay a copay, not have to pay for your drugs, your prescription drugs, and everybody in your family is covered. Would you as an American be willing to pay $100 to $1,000 a year for that kind of coverage? I think most Americans would. I don't know why they just don't say, okay, every American's going to pay $1,000 a year if your income is over $40,000 and everybody else prorated. And then you put a 1% tax on businesses that make over $5 million a year in profit. We could have an amazing health care system. It would be as simple as that. Who wouldn't want to do that? How difficult would that be? Think how much money you pay in health care every year anyway. And you could go to the doctor for what you need. You could go to the doctor when you need it. You don't have to worry about making a choice between buying groceries and buying your medication. Wouldn't it be, why aren't we doing something as simple as that? For the same reason that we're in the Iraq war. Because nobody cares about it. Nobody in this administration cares about what you think, how you're living, or how you suffer. They don't care about what you think, how you live, or how you suffer. You know, 454-0400 is the phone number, 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Porsche.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to make a comment. I heard, listening to the news one day last week, they had a financial analyst on. They were talking to about the exorbitant profits that the gas companies are making. And she brought something to light. She said this isn't the worst corporation as far as profit making. She said that the healthcare people make more money than the gas people. They're profiting even more.
And isn't that something that you could profit more than the greedy guys?
Oh, man, this is just too crazy.
Yes, it is. Would you pay $1,000 a year?
You know what? I have a family, and if it's $1,000 per family and everything is covered, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
That's fact. I don't think that any American would.
Thank you.
I don't think any American would. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We are going into Mondays at 9. Our topic this year is the National Education Analysis done by the Associated Press of the Loopholes in the No Child Left Behind Act. You don't want to miss this. Our guest will be Dr. Frederick Moore. Stay with us.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger, and that's the Spanish language station in New York City. The host talking about the big event in Manhattan and in cities across the nation, a day without immigrants. ABC's Alex Stone has details from Los Angeles.
The crowd here is expected to be massive. Police say they're getting ready for a million marchers plus all kinds of traffic problems. Ricardo Hernandez says he feels it's his duty to take part.
It's going to be the biggest moment, you know, of the century, maybe. I don't know.
Stores and restaurants here have shut down for the day. Many of the marchers say they'll carry Mexican flags to show their country's influence on this city. Alex Stone, ABC News, in downtown L.A.
As demonstrators take to the streets and take the day off from work and from school, Congress continues its work on immigration reform.
The Senate is not debating an immigration bill today. Republican leaders there are trying to give the president what he wants, tighter border security and a guest worker program, but they're also trying to give their constituents what they want. And many are opposed to letting the estimated 11 million or more illegals in the U.S. stay. That view is more in line with a House bill that makes illegals and those who help them felons.
ABC's Luis Schiavone in Washington. Waiting for gas to drop below $3 a gallon nationwide. Keep waiting.
$3 will probably be the floor as opposed to the ceiling that we've seen in recent periods.
ABC News personal financial contributor Melody Hobson. No verdict yet in the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui.
The jury's now into a second week of deliberations. They've already spent more than 21 hours considering whether Moussaoui should get death or life in prison for covering up the 9/11 plot. Things did not go entirely smoothly last week. The court was dark for a day because of a juror's illness, and the judge had to warn the panel against independent investigating after one looked up the definition of aggravated.
ABC's Pam Coulter at the courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. ABC News Money Scope. The Dow is up 50 points. NASDAQ ahead by 9. This is ABC News.
Dad, this is my boyfriend, Scott.
So, where are you from, Scott?
Seattle.
Any brothers, sisters?
One brother.
How's your driving record?
Good.
Ever been arrested?
Huh?
Serve in the military?
Sir?
Do you have any diseases?
Dad!
What if everything in life came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must first pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty, including 24-hour roadside assistance.
Any sports injuries?
No. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
I am Dr. Chen, and I'm taking your love life calls.
And here's Kevin. Go ahead.
Jen, what's the easiest way to get to 79 Williams Ave?
Follow your heart?
For the easiest route to any address, you want to ask TomTom, not Jen.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Well, maybe it wasn't such a good idea after all.
The Carroll High School Parent Teacher Organization had planned an after-prom movie trip to see The Da Vinci Code May 20th, thinking it was a great alternative to the usual coming-of-age adventures of graduating seniors, hotels, and drinking. The seniors had other ideas. The PTO could only sell about half the 100 tickets needed to rent the theater, so they canceled movie night. Some parents were also critical of the plan, saying the film, based on the best-selling novel, dissed Catholicism and Christianity by suggesting that early church leaders covered up the supposed marriage of Jesus and Mary Magdalene. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
You may be better off giving your young child the flu vaccine spray rather than the shot. Researchers say that it was more effective in protecting young children than the needle in a recent test. There was a drawback, though. Some of the younger patients had asthma-like wheezing right after their first dose of the spray. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
This report of WGNU News is brought to you by Sears. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. In the news, St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay reports there's been good progress made in housing and economic development in St. Louis, but cautions there's more work to do in combating crime and poverty. He delivered his State of the City address before the Board of Aldermen Friday morning and asked for a sales tax increase to pay for a number of initiatives. Slay says that while violent crime is rare in most neighborhoods, nuisance crimes are a problem.
I'm going to seek your support to add 24 officers to neighborhood patrols. These officers will be assigned to district operations to give districts the flexibility to target nuisance crimes, drug use, and other disruptive behavior more aggressively.
Mayor Slay says he plans to address education, after-school programs, and workforce development in his effort to combat poverty. With gas prices remaining high, more and more people are looking for alternatives to get around. And one of those alternatives is RideFinders, a free carpool matching service. Joe Wright, a spokesperson for RideFinders, says they've definitely seen an increase in interest since gas prices began to go up.
In the recent months, we've seen an increase, particularly in April, as far as the number of commuters who are actually looking to find other carpool or vanpool partners. So this month alone, as far as the amount of interest, is probably about 30 to 40%.
Officials with Metro, the region's public transportation system, say they are also seeing an increase in ridership on Metro Bus and Metro Link. And Metro's budget for the fiscal 2007 year will be more than $200 million. Diane Williams, a spokesperson for Metro, the region's public transportation system, says for the fourth year in a row, Metro will have a balanced budget.
We've done a much better job with managing our resources, our human resources, in terms of overtime and unscheduled absences, workers' compensation claims.
Williams also credits the balanced budget to increased ridership despite a fare increase last fall. The new budget includes money for current and future rail projects as well as vehicle and equipment purchases. That's WGNU News, brought to you by Sears. It's time for Sears Days, where you can find the lowest prices of the season. This week at Sears, where spring changes everything. Sale ends May 6th. I'm Peyton Colston, reporting WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Orkin Pest Control. Eastbound 40 at Van Deventer is road construction. Inner left lane is closed and traffic is slow through the construction zone. Eastbound 70 at 94 is road construction. Right lane is closed. Northbound Grand at Evans, look for an accident reported. Mid Rivers Mall at Mexico Road is an injury accident reported. Eastbound Page between Westport Plaza, look for road construction there. In fact, there are several sites with road construction going on as we speak. So just slow down and give them a break as you run through those construction areas. The approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge and to the King Bridge have started to ease up this hour. And that's pretty much a look at traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by work in pest control. Did you know that thousands of termites could be attacking your home and you don't even see them until the damage is done? The Orkin Man knows. Call 1-800-ORKINMAN and get your free inspection today. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday for today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day and this evening. The highs today will be in the mid-70s. The lows this evening will be in the mid-50s. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high around 80 during the day. Partly cloudy, chance for showers in the evening, a low around 60. And then on Wednesday, pretty much a return of today. Mostly cloudy throughout the day. Chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day with a high in the lower 70s. Currently, we have 59 degrees under overcast skies. Lambert Field is reporting clouds and 59 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the Wake Up Call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brothers, young sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brothers, young sisters. Our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Sir, here, there's progress that's being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is the feeling the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, young brother. Talk to the sun.
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
This is Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown, where we take a closer look at issues and people shaping our world and how they affect us. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome, welcome to this week's edition of Mondays at 9. Education is something that we talk about frequently on the wake-up call. This is something that is at the heart of many of the challenges that confront us as a nation. When we see things like billions and billions of dollars going for tax credits for oil companies in order that they can charge us more at the gas pump, that's tax money that could have gone into the general revenue, tax money that could have gone towards education, sacrifices that people are having to make on a daily basis because we don't have the money for our education, the education of our children. And this is not only a discussion about the what is not happening financially for our children, but it's also about what is happening politically, what is impacting politically upon the education of our children. A stolen name has is now the name of the education cornerstone of this administration, No Child Left Behind. This is the fix-all. And if it started at a stolen point, can any good come out of it? We need to talk about that. We need to talk about this act, and we need to talk about the impact of this act, and we need to talk about the implications of this act and the implementation of this act. How's it working? Our conversation will be facilitated this morning by Dr. Frederick Moore. He's joining us from San Francisco. He is a national education advocate and a scientist in human genetics at the University of California. Dr. Moore, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Very good. Dr. Moore, can we start at the beginning? Can we start at the No Child Left Behind Act and some of the components of it that have been presented to us by this administration?
So this act was designed to basically be able to screen our elementary and high school students from the second grade through high school and test them so they're at all at a standard level in math and science and education. And more recent reports have shown that not all kids are being tested, or they're being tested but their scores aren't being added in and counted for in that pool, you know, that's being counted. So a lot of people are upset because it seems that the students that aren't being counted are minorities.
Okay, let's talk about the testing that it is done. What kind of testing are we talking about that are not including minority children?
So basically how it's working is they're testing you know, certain tests for, you know, math and science and English. However, there's a loophole in the states where if you have, for example, a school that has, you know, 500 or 1,000 students and 35 of them are minorities in one particular group, they're saying that statistically that group isn't significant, and so they're not counting that group. And so, as a whole, you have states that, you know, for example, California has over 400,000 students that weren't counted out of all the different students that were eligible to take this test and be accountable for through that act. And the majority of those students are African American, Asian, as well as Hispanic and Native Indian. And so it's a way for the administrators and the teachers at certain schools to say, if this group is small enough, we won't count you, and you know, we're still able to keep the funding that we're getting from the state and pass these standards.
Is the assumption that if these children are counted, the test scores would change?
That's an assumption, because the students are actually taking the test, but the people are deciding that they're not going to count them.
Well, I mean, then there are two issues going on here. The assumption is that when we look at these Asian kids, these Hispanic kids, and these children of African descent, that the score is not going to be better, that the score is somehow going to be worse. Isn't that part of this assessment as well?
Yeah. Or these students aren't they're not going to allow the schools to keep their funding or keep their money. And so it's
well, I mean, first the assumption is that these kids are going to bring the scores down, because if the kids were going to bring the scores up, they would be counted, wouldn't they?
That's true. Yeah.
So first they're saying that these kids are bringing us all down. And then secondly, they're saying that if these kids bring us down, then we're not going to be able to get our funding, so we're going to not count them.
Right.
So there's two problems there, isn't there, Doctor?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple of problems. I mean, the act was made so each person would be accountable. So as each student was going through the educational system, no one would be left behind. Not the majority of students that are accounted for wouldn't be left behind, but every student of every ethnicity would be accountable to reach these standards. And that's, I believe that is failing our students.
Well, do we know that these quote-unquote standards that you refer to, are they standards that make any sense in terms of the proof that reaching the standard actually says something about what knowledge that the student has obtained? Because aren't there school districts out there that don't believe in these tests but are taking them because now the government is saying that you have to take them?
Well, that's true. With each test, though, having a standard of just saying this person needs to be this proficient in mathematics is not a wrong thing. Having those standards when it comes to science is a little different, because there's a wide variety of different things that one can be taught with science. And, you know, depending on the teacher and their knowledge and the curriculum, it's a lot harder. But for math and English, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a standard saying that these people should know how to read at this level, and as well as do math at this level to, be proficient at that grade level.
And talk to us about some of the other states and the ways that they are going around the what the No Child Left Behind says that they have to do.
So it's there's a lot of different states. I believe Texas has 235,000 students that weren't counted. And so as a whole, the nation, I believe, counted 25 million students, and approximately 1 million were left out or weren't as significant in their eyes. And so I don't know the specifics for each state, but most of the states have found ways where there has been a significant number, I mean, close to 1 million students that weren't counted out of the total pool of students that should have been counted.
What did Texas do different than other states in their undercounting? And what explanation did Texas give for not counting the students?
I'm not sure on those explanations. I believe that the study had shown or had mentioned that certain states like Oklahoma petitioned the United States to have, instead of the number be 35, be 50 students in a particular high school that would be called insignificant or statistically insignificant. And I don't know the reasons that they asked for it, but they petitioned the government, and the government said it was okay for them to basically, use this loophole.
So when the school is saying that the student is statistically insignificant, what does that mean? I mean, how can, if you have 2,500 students, then you have 2,500 students. What are they using as the grouping that says that this is a significant group or not significant group? Are they using girls? Are they using boys? Are they using height? Are they using hair color? If you have 2,500 students, you have 2,500 students. How do you carve out an exception to say that it is statistically significant? What are they using?
They're using race.
So the let me get this straight. The No Child Left Behind says that if the number of students by race are statistically insignificant, you don't have to count them. Is that what it says?
Correct. Or that's how it's being applied. That's not the meaning behind the act when I believe that they first came about with it. But that's what the loophole is allowing them to exclude people based on race.
And in terms of what did they mean when they said that it was statistically insignificant? What did the act mean?
Well, it's just it's just saying that if the majority, if 45% of these students are white and 25% of the students are black and the other, you know, for example, 35% of the students are Hispanic and you only have 5% that are Asian, they're saying that that 5% of Asian are insignificant in the whole, saying that the majority of the students in the group that are the majority are the ones that are, you know, passing these standards. And we should be able to exclude that 5% if it's less than 35 or 50 or whatever that number is in that school.
But okay, I'm trying to understand this, Dr. Moore. So in the state of Texas, for example, are you saying that there are districts where, or is the study saying that there are districts where there are, let's say, 2,500 students and 500 of them are children of African descent, that 500 children are being put into a pool of statistically insignificant? Or are we saying that, or is the report saying that in one school district there are only 25 students, so they are statistically insignificant, but when you add those 25 students to another 25 students over in this district and another 25 students over in this district, then we get to this number of 2 million? Or are we saying that there is a huge group of students that are being called statistically insignificant at one school?
No, it's the second scenario you mentioned. It's the smaller groups that are adding up in
okay.
the state.
So how do you, but how can we say that that is not the intent of the law? If it says that 25% or 25 student out of 5,000 students is statistically insignificant, then what's wrong with not counting them?
Well, if it's no child left behind, it's no child. It's every child, and race shouldn't make a difference at all. You know, if schools are getting funded based on the number of students that they have, then I would argue that it would be statistically significant if the students that they didn't count, they didn't get funding for them. I mean, they would feel that.
Mm-hmm.
The state would feel it over the course of 400,000 students that are, in their eyes, insignificant. And so it's a failing of our students. I mean, every child should be counted, period. It shouldn't have anything to do with race or ethnicity or any of those things. Every child that, you know, basically is moving through the second grade through high school should be counted, and they should matter.
And what is the government's response to this?
Well, they haven't...
Or this administration's response to this?
I think that they're going to try to find ways to fix it. They haven't given an official response yet, and that's what people are kind of being, you know, getting upset about and creating discussion. But there hasn't been official response that they're saying, you know, this is how we're going to go about fixing it.
In terms of legislation that is being introduced by those outside of this administration, like congresspeople or senators, do we have any information about the move from the House or from the Senate?
No, none of that has been public. So people, my assumption is that there's people that are trying to get something together now,
mm-hmm.
but none of that's been public.
And in terms of the secretary, Margaret Spellings, mm-hmm. She would be the person that would make that decision of closing that loophole. What has been her response, the Department of Education? I mean, have they responded to this at all? Because we had the education secretary is Margaret Spellings.
Right.
Has she responded to this?
She responded and said that there are problems and that they will be addressed. But like I mentioned, they haven't said anything specific.
When you talk to when you go to a school district like Houston or school district in Houston, and you add up all of the students that they have not counted or have counted as statistically insignificant and thereby not counted them, what do they say in their defense?
Oh, what does the school district like Houston say
mm-hmm.
in their defense?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have a defense. Yeah, I mean, it's maybe on a smaller scale when you look at that school and you say, okay, there's only 15 or 20 of these kids, it might be easier for them to rationalize that they might be insignificant, but they're not looking at, you know, they're not looking at the nation as a whole. And so it's, you know, and they're probably in a lot of administrators' hearts, they think that, okay, well, we are, the majority of the people who are at the school, we are training them well, and they are meeting these standards. But it's on the macro scale. You know, it's not saying that, you know, we're looking at the majority of students. We're looking at all the students. And so, in my opinion, there really is no excuse.
In terms of how the entire plan of No Child Left Behind, if we could grade No Child Left Behind today, May 1st, what is the grade that is out there for the success or failure of No Child Left Behind?
I would say a B minus. We can't really give a full grade because not the experiment or all the childs haven't necessarily been tested or actually hasn't been counted in that test. But, and who knows, you know, 1 million students out of a total of 26 million is significant as a whole. And, but, you know, for the majority, for 25 million to pass that test or meet those standards, I think that's great. It's just, you know, we need to focus on the ones that are, you know, not being are being failed by our system.
It has taken George W. Bush introduced this piece of legislation signed in 2002, is now 2006. The fact that this loophole is just now coming to light, does that lead us, or should that lead us to be concerned that there are other failures in this piece of legislation? Should we be looking closer at this piece of legislation to see if there are other things in it that don't do what it is represented that it does?
Well, I think the process of finding a loophole and having it come to light and having the public criticize it or analyze it the way that we are in the show is one way that basically forces the people in Congress and the Senate to analyze those laws a lot better and exclude those from, you know, those loopholes from coming about. And I don't know the course of, was that in the law when he first signed it, or was that introduced after the bill was initially signed or not. But I think that, you know, part of our process of learning this type of information and talking about it and becoming angry about it and voicing our opinions forces the people in Congress and the Senate to have our best interests in mind and keep that in mind as we deal with our students in education.
And Dr. Moore, where can people find out more about you and what you do?
So basically, you can find out more about me at findingyournorth.com. I'm very passionate about trying to get more students into math and science, particularly the advanced degree in science and medical school. And so more recently, a colleague and I, Dr. Michael Penn, edited a book called Finding Your North, Self-Help Strategies for Science-Related Careers. And this book is basically a book that helps any individual figure out what their purpose is in life.
Len, why don't we talk about that when we take a break? After we take a break? My name is Liz Brown. I am talking to Dr. Frederick Moore. This is Mondays at 9. Stay with me.
Wow!
Register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Women can learn the basics and techniques of skeet shooting with an emphasis on safety on May 11th and 13th at the Bush Range and Conservation Education Center in St. Charles. The classroom portion takes place on Thursday the 11th from 6 to 9 p.m. and will take to the shooting range on Saturday the 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. All equipment will be provided, class size is limited, and registration is required by May 9th. To find out more, call 636-441-4554. Something for you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Everyone, this is Mark Hinderleiter. Tune in to my show, Lessons in Leadership, at 8 o'clock every Monday night. Each week, I'll talk with high-level leaders in business, government, education, and the community about current leadership topics. This show is like a weekly MBA class, and you can attend from home or in your car. Get the leadership edge you need by listening to Lessons in Leadership, Monday nights at 8 o'clock on WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
If you've ever wanted to hit the open road and chase the fading sun, then the Muscular Dystrophy Family Foundation has got your ticket to ride. 1,640cc, 100 horsepower, chrome, steel, and pure cool. From the coolest names in the chopper game. A one-of-a-kind with a street value over $75,000. And this summer, someone's gonna win it. Why not you? Why not you? Log on to MDFF.org to learn more. MDFF.org. Live with no boundaries.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson. Join me every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people who are just like you that are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in lives of others. And you're invited to share your thoughts. You know, people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show Wednesday mornings at 10 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss what matters most to you.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in after the 5 o'clock news every Friday for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage on your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons after the 5 o'clock news on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you. The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the wake-up call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September. The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. At 9 with Liz Brown, where we take a closer look at issues and people shaping our world. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Mondays at 9. I'm talking to Dr. Frederick Moore. He is a scientist in human genetics at the University of California, joining us from San Francisco. Dr. Moore, on the way, before the break, you were talking about making a connection between students and science. Why is that important?
I think a lot of times as students are growing up, they learn things in school. They learn math. They really don't know how to apply it, or they don't understand why it's important to them. And I believe that when students understand the power of nature and science and know all the opportunities that are available, then they're more interested in it, and they're more, there's more of a pursuit for them to actually study it to possibly make a difference.
And what have you been doing to try to make that connect with students and with young people in science?
So one of the things that I've been involved in is helping students figure out what their passion is in life and using science as a background for them to figure out what their purpose is. So, for example, I co-founded a nonprofit organization while in grad school with Dr. Michael Penn, and we basically mentor underrepresented minority students, college students, in the sciences, and we teach them about personal empowerment, how to develop your innate learning style, how to deal with stress and pressure in school, and we teach them about scientific development, how to read an article and understand it and break it down and extend those findings, and thirdly, we talk about career opportunities. A lot of times students just think, okay, if you're interested in science, you're either a physician or you're a professor at a university, but there's a wide variety of careers that are available with a science background, from business development to patent law to sales and marketing to a vast array, and providing them with that information allow them to make more uniform decisions about possible careers.
You said a few minutes ago about one of the things that you do is try to help develop a student's individual learning style. What is that?
Like, for example, we process information three different ways. We either process it audibly, through hearing, through either visually or what they call kinesthetic, or through feeling. And, for example, my learning style is I process information visually and kinesthetically.
How do you discover that? How do you know that?
Well, there's different ways you can kind of figure that out. You have to pay close attention to yourself as you're trying to learn something. Like, I was never one of the persons in the classroom that used to listen to the teacher talk. Like, I'd either fall asleep in class or be a class clown. But as I problem solve, I see myself always as someone who would have to draw something out and see it. Or, the deeper I got into learning about math and science, in particular science, I would see myself going with the way I felt about things, my intuition. And I would combine that with visual, being able to see something. And so it's one of those evolutions where there's different ways that you can kind of pay attention to how you process information and learn that about yourself.
So as you go through the different learning styles, is there any particular learning style that seems that most people seem to have?
I think it varies. I think there's a varying distribution. There's people who are audio learners who...
And what does that mean?
That means that they tend to learn from listening. Like, that's their primary way that they process information. So most of our educational systems are set up for audio learners. So, someone who will listen to a lecture and then recall that same lecture and the details and facts from it. People who tend to tape record lectures and go back and listen to that as well, and they have recall based on remembering those conversations, remembering those lectures. And so I believe that a lot of times students who are visual learners or even kinesthetic learners sometimes have a harder time in our educational system, and so teachers now are starting to try to teach in all three of those different types. It's just hard when you have a big classroom to be able to communicate in those three ways where all the students can be learning the information at their highest capacity.
And the kinesthetic, what is that?
It's through feeling. So the only way that I can understand it for myself is say that I'm a chemist and I'm trying to understand how two molecules come together in a solution. One of the ways that I actually go about problem solving that is I try to, for example, I look at the molecule and the different properties that it has But at the same time, if the molecule has positive properties or negative properties, or if the solution is acidic or basic, I try to pretend that I'm that molecule floating around in the solution, and I think to myself, okay, well, if I have these properties, how would I want to interact with this other molecule? Like, what's favorable, what's not? And it's a way for me to be more intuitive when I'm problem solving, designing a synthesis of a molecule. That makes any sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, how early are these learning abilities or ways that we learn develop? I mean, do you know as a first grader, can you determine that at a first grader learns visually or learns audibly or learns through feelings? Can you learn that, or can you find that out at that age, or when do you find it out?
Well, a lot of it is genetics. I'm not sure the earliest that one can figure that out. I believe probably in elementary school, definitely those pathways are being created. As students as a baby is being born, you know, if you think about their mind just being all these different connections between neurons that allow this kid to take in information, there's a vast amount of connections. And as the student or as a kid starts to grow, those connections start to disappear, where the main lines between what this person's innate learning style is, like what their gifts are they strategic, are they, competitive, those different lines begin to, you know, hardwire, and it's a process. And so that's one of the reasons why kids can learn so many different languages at a young age, is because they have way more neural connections between taking information than an average adult. But the thing is that they have to dwindle for a reason, because for us to be able to focus, for us to be able to concentrate on one thought, you know, those lines have to begin to kind of
seal themselves off.
Mm-hmm. And the main ones, which are the ones that you genetically are, you know, beginning to create, that are more of your innate learning style, come about. And so it's not an easy question, where in the first grade I know specifically that those pathways for how they're learning are are solidified yet, but they're probably beginning to come about, and as they move through school, then they become more defined.
And we're going to take a break. I'm talking to Dr. Frederick Moore, scientist in human genetics at the University of California, joining us from San Francisco. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back with more of Mondays at 9. Stay with me.
Nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 5 on AM 920 WGNU. Discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, family member, or yourself, it really matters to me. Call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 5 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Denver. A program designed to help the spouses of military personnel get job training and placement, as well as money for school and child care, is going to be cut out by the government. An assistant secretary in the Labor Department says the grant money will be ending this fiscal year because it was coming out of money set aside to deal with emergencies such as plant closings or natural disasters. One of the big advantages of this program was it greatly influenced people to stay in the military because of the incentives to the spouses. The cost of the program since 1990 has only been $90 million. And Dateline New York. With the opening last week of the movie about the hijacking on 9/11 that ended with the crash in Pennsylvania, observers are wondering why American Airlines never broadcast the information about the hijackers to other planes. When the first plane that hit the World Trade Center was first taken over, two flight attendants made an airphone call to ground personnel. But according to transcripts, officials wanted the hijacking to be played down using terms such as keep it close and keep it quiet on several occasions. If there had been some type of notification given, perhaps Flight 93 might not have taken off that day as it was still on the ground when the first plane was hijacked. Even the 9/11 Commission found nothing to show Americans sent warnings to pilots on that day. Only one United flight dispatcher took it upon himself to broadcast a warning about people possibly forcing themselves into the cockpit. And it was only 2 minutes after that notice went out that dispatchers in Cleveland heard the conversation aboard Flight 93 that included yelling to get out of here. It appears that many of the passengers aboard the plane knew more about what was going on that day than did the airline personnel. This is your wake-up call Global News Update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
America's veterans have served our country in both war and peace.
It's because of people like you that we are free.
My class is learning about war and how hard it is.
I wanted to do something to let them know how I feel.
Now there is a way to thank them for helping keep America free. Log on to thankyouveterans.org and type a personal message of thanks.
Dear Dad, I've recently come to understand how important your service to America was, and I just wanted to say thank you.
There are 26 million veterans living in America today, from World War II to Afghanistan and Iraq.
We carry our experiences inside. It's nice to have someone say thanks.
Let a veteran know you appreciate their service. Log on to thankyouveterans.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Need to get it off your chest? 314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The cure for the common cause.
Hi, this is Judy Moskov. Join me for a Gardener's Notebook every Monday at noon. We'll be talking with gardening experts and sharing information that you need to know. Get the latest dirt on everything from tomatoes to trees. That's a Gardener's Notebook every Monday at noon.
Tune in every Thursday at noon to 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours per week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the Wake Up Call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z. The Wake Up Calls 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September. Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I don't know what to say to you. La da 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 da.
This is Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown, where we take a closer look at issues and people shaping our world. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Mondays at 9. I'm talking to Dr. Frederick Moore. He's a scientist in human genetics at the University of California, and he's joining us from San Francisco, and we're talking about the issue of education. Dr. Moore, there's a new movie that's out called A Key and the Bee. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't heard of it.
It's a book about, it's a movie about a young woman, an 11-year-old little girl, actually, 11-year-old little girl who wins a spelling bee from Compton. And one of the things that Lawrence Fishburne is in the movie, and he is a professor at the University of California, actually. And one of the things that he does in the process of trying to help Akilah get to win the competition is he discovers that the way that she learns how to spell is through rhythmic, that she learns better when there's rhythm involved, or her ability to memorize is attached to a beat. Some children, he said, turn around in circles. Some children nod their head. They all find a way to get to that ability to memorize. Is that kind of what you're talking about when you talk about the way that we learn things?
Yeah. So my intuition would be that the rhythm would probably be very close to either audio and kinesthetic too, through feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And she's probably feeling or has a sense of the information, or feeling right as she's hearing the beat or listening to the beat.
And when if there are these ways that scientific ways that we are able to process information, if there is the science on this, has there been a connection in schools, in either teachers teaching in this way or teachers just trying to determine at the beginning of the school year how the children in his or her particular class learn, and making that connect in order to make the educational process work?
I mean, I actually think that would be a great idea, and there's probably are schools that have a lot more money and have teachers that can teach that way or figure that out, that are probably doing that. But as a whole, as a society, no. It would take a lot more money and resources for that to happen.
Can this learning skill be, or this finding out how we learn, can this be used beyond the classroom? Is there a work environment for this? A work environment application for this, I guess.
I'm not sure. My assumption is that there probably is. I don't, off the top of my head, know of anything that I can give you concrete, but there's a lot of different software programs that help people figure out, you know, what their strengths are, or what their primary mode of thinking is. But I think that parents can assist with helping their kids as they're growing up figure out what their strengths are, and having them get a better understanding of what their innate learning style is. And, you know, because, for example, if you're a parent and, you know, you basically, you're the first mentor your kid has, and you can see, you know, them growing up and how they learn, and how that, you, when you're trying to teach them their alphabets or their ABCs, just paying attention to what ways are the easiest ways for them to pick those things up.
Do they get it by you saying it? Do they get it by you pointing it out? Do they get it by the feeling of it?
Mm-hmm. And the feeling was probably a lot harder to figure out from a kid if, you know, they can't, you know, if they're not that expressive of what that is. But probably the other two are better ways. And what the, also too is that it's not that if you're a visual learner, it's not that you can't learn audibly, because we all can through all three of those systems. It's just not your primary mode.
And knowing that it's the primary mode is an advantage.
Exactly. It's a huge advantage. And one of the things that I talk about in our book, Finding Your North, through is study groups. Like, as a college student is going through and trying to learn information, for example, learning physics or whatnot, there's sometimes a couple different ways of how you can get to an answer for a problem. And when I was studying those subjects, I would always answer the problems differently than the people that I studied with. But one of the things I would do is I would take the time to figure out exactly how they studied and how they figured out that problem and what their thought process was, and then I would see if their thought process was actually more efficient than the way that I figured it out. And if it was, I would incorporate their thought process into mine and actually gave me additional tools to problem solve. And that's something that we have to learn how to do as well, is really, if you know the way that the mode that you think or how you process information, when I'm asking you for information, for you to explain something to me, I'm going to ask you questions that are going to fit my mode of how it's going to make sense to me.
And Dr. Morgan, where can people find out more information about you?
At findingyournorth.com.
Dr. Frederick Moore, thank you so much for joining me on Mondays at 9.
I appreciate it.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say the progress that you made. If you take a knife and my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below knee.
Revolution, the end of the brothers, of the
sisters. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against.